rated M for alcohol use, language, and lewd behavior.
So here we go. Salute. Drink number one.
Salute.
Cheers.
Salute.
I'm going to spill this. Do not spill it on the soundboard.
Clink, clink,
clink, clink, clink, clink, clink. Everybody clink. Drink.
On the soundboard. All right. Good night, everybody. Why the fuck did you make me laugh?
Boy, this is the beginning. Let's start the show.
Oh, that's good.
You've tuned into the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Do you realize what you've done?
With Rich Lee Big.
Aren't you hip to the rap music?
And Michael Costanzo.
The internet was speaking to me in tongues.
Unplanned, unscripted, and slightly unhinged.
Good times, noodle salad.
The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
And now, here's Rich and Mike on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Guys doing?
What's up, everybody?
It's time for this week's episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the crispy noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. Folks, it's our job to give you the most interesting tidbits in the world of sports, entertainment, odd news, and whatever else we feel like talking about. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. We bring it to you with a unique sense of humor and wackiness. You never know what you're going to get here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast, especially this episode,
That's right.
I'm already forgetting what I need to say.
That's right. I'm going to cut right to the chase.
Yeah.
So we had a week coming up in our scheduling that you guys are going to be down the shore. You guys take a nice family trip.
Yep, that's right.
So we figured instead of giving you guys a best of episode like we usually do, instead we would hop together one extra time during the week and present with you guys our first ever drunk episode, and I'm really looking forward to this. This is something we've always talked about doing, here we are. We're about to embark on this journey.
And a journey it will be. We've got a lot of stuff, good stuff planned for you guys. First off, we are joined by two very special guests.
Right. If you're going to drink, don't drink alone.
That's called alcoholism.
That's right. So we've invited some friends. First off, we have our associate producer, John Bruno. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
Woo! Yeah!
Hey.
Boy, you're very excited over there.
Very.
Yeah. He would be. Sitting in his fancy chair over there.
Yeah, he's got the best chair in the house. He's got a nice comfy chair over there.
Yep.
That was like the only way we could get him to do the podcast. You comfortable over there?
My ass is loving it.
Are you McDonald's?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba!
His ass is loving it. And also, we got one more to round out the group. My good friend Eric Twaddle. How you doing, Twaddle?
Doing good. Hello, everybody.
Yes. This marks your second appearance on the show. The first one was completely unplanned by me. I didn't know you were coming that day. That was executed to perfection.
Very excited to be here. Hopefully this one's even more off the rails than the last one.
I'm having a feeling it's going to be.
I'm pretty sure it will be.
Yes. So we're all one shot in.
Yeah. Took a shot before the show.
Yes. Are we ready for another one? Should we just get going?
You
sure.
Do another one that fast?
Didn't even do the intro yet, but Rich just wants to get straight to the drinking.
I know. Come on, man. What's the point? Let's cut out the middle
okay,
man
wait,
here.
Okay, wait. Do you first want to tell them what we're drinking?
So for this, we're drinking, we're going to need to switch up because there's not going to be enough of this, but right now we're drinking Rock and Rye.
Oh, I love Rock and Rye.
It's tasty. I love it. It's nice and sweet. I like the sweet drinks. What about you guys?
I don't know. That burnt going down, man. I mean, all alcohol burns when going down, but
that one's sitting right here.
Yeah, it's sitting right here.
It's because we're getting old, man.
I'm not old. Stop this.
Yeah, right. You try to drink how you did when you were 22. You would die right now.
I probably wouldn't die. I probably just wouldn't feel good.
The three
tomorrow.
Of us were yawning before the show.
Yeah.
I know. We all said this. I was like, man, I just want to go to sleep now. It's, what, 10:30?
Damn.
Yeah.
See, we got a show to do here.
Yeah.
And with alcohol.
It'll be good, though.
Yes.
I think we'll make
it. We got a couple of things prepared. We got some games ready. So wait, when do we do the second shot?
I thought we do it. We do it at the top of the sports sampler. You're jumping ahead a little bit. Why don't we do introductions first? We sort of did introductions.
Yeah, we did.
So
I think I was on task.
You were on task. I'm not on task. Why don't we launch right into our first segment then? How about that?
Thank you.
All right, it's time to get right into it. We got some good sports news in the sports sampler.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 sports.
In your face! Ha ha!
Sports coming at you in your face.
But we are on the sports sampler. We got everything sports here. You play the sports sampler music, right?
Yes.
I feel like I'm already...
How many drinks have you had?
A lot.
I think he wants to keep going. Look at him. He already has it in his hand. Well,
should we do a second shot now?
Yeah, this is the...
Second shot.
Another shot of Rock and Rye for the sports sampler.
Yes, gentlemen.
Down
starting things off good.
Yes.
Cheers.
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 Salute.
Salute.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so now it's time for the two-minute drill. So get ready. Jesus. Here it is, Mike.
I feel like I'm going to get beat up this episode.
Go!
This week, two-minute drill. First up, a recent report suggests that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is still mad. Why are you laughing so much, you son of a bitch, about a T-shirt design poking fun at him nearly 6 months later? In February, Patriots defensive coordinator Mike Patricia stepped off the team plane coming home from the Super Bowl victory wearing a Goodell with a clown nose T-shirt. Apparently, thin-skinned, vendetta-obsessed Goodell is still ticked. But the larger question, could teams shy away from possibly hiring Patricia as a head coach because it could put them in Goodell's sights? What is up with Goodell and holding these weird vendettas against people? He's got a grudge.
Yes, he does. He's a jerk. Because he can't take a joke. But I actually saw this T-shirt, and I loved it. I gotta admit, for somebody who doesn't love the Patriots and their antics, I love this antic. You know, because they won the Super Bowl. They proved everybody wrong.
Yeah.
You're allowed to rub it in your face.
Even with Goodell against them, they were able to do it. But you know, it's funny that we talked about the Super Bowl, because the other Super Bowl team is making news for another reason, because the Atlanta Falcons are trying to start a trend that I think all NFL fans can get behind. The new Mercedes-Benz Stadium is set to open this fall, but possibly the biggest news surrounding the event are the concession prices, oddly enough. Mercedes-Benz Stadium has announced quote-unquote fan-first menu pricing available throughout the stadium. They're doing away with the high-priced food. They're going to have the lowest concession prices in professional sports. Some highlights include $2 unlimited refill soft drinks. Unlimited refills, that's insane. $2 hot dogs, $3 for nachos, a $5 Bud Light draft, and a $5 cheeseburger. Compared to what do you pay at the Phillies games, like $10 for a draft beer.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's insane. So what do you guys think about the Atlanta Falcons fan first pricing?
Are they going to increase ticket prices?
It's a good question. I don't know yet.
Right. Did you want to say something there, Twad, at the end of the time?
I don't think it's just, they're not going to be good quality hot dogs, probably. It's going to be like the ones left over, like sit on the grill for 3 days straight or something.
But it's $2 instead of $5.
It is $2.
Yeah, but okay, it's $2. It's not going to be a great hot dog.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, not great hot dogs now, but just saying.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go in there expecting like gourmet food. I think everybody should keep their expectations in check.
Yeah.
You know, like, how many nachos are you going to get for $3?
Three. You know,
Yeah, $1 per nacho. Six.
Nachos.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. But, you know, it does make it easier for families who want to attend games. You know, it gets pricey when you're buying four hot dogs and four sodas. Now, you know, you're not looking at $20, $30, $40 for concessions. You're looking at, you know, $20. So I hope all the teams take a page out of this book. I hope fans go and support the Atlanta Falcons for it.
What makes me wonder is, you know, the Eagles Stadium has, like, Jimmy John's and... What's the other famous one down there? They're not going to abide by this. They're going to still have high prices on that.
Yeah.
So I guess there's going to be a range of food. This is like, I guess, the stadium sold stuff. I guess they'll still have specialty vendors where you can, you know, go and get more substantial food. But just like for a quick soda, I mean, $2 for unlimited refills.
It's nice to have that option.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one that stuck out to me was the $5 draft and the $2 unlimited refill. Because for $2, you can... You're set for the entire game.
But do you think there's going to be a backlash from, like, the vendors for this? Because why would I go to, yet again, Jimmy John's and waste my money there? Why don't I just go down
maybe
the street?
Maybe that goes back to the quality of food. So maybe the quality of the food or the other stuff is better where this is a lesser quality.
Yeah.
So then it would depend on what quality of food you wanted.
But still, it's nice to have that option that there's a cheap option that you can go with if you're running low on monetary funds.
The more options are always better.
Right. Let's get into the quote-unquote main topic for the sports sampler. Mike found this article where ESPN is predicting 25 random events to occur in the NFL. We're not going to go over all 25 of them.
No, that would be insane.
But there are some highlights that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I'll pick out some good ones, and we'll debate whether or not we think it's going to happen and whether or not, you know, and we'll just give our analysis on it. So we'll just dive right into it. The first one that ESPN... The first prediction they make is that Tom Brady will start more games for the Patriots than Jimmy Garoppolo does. What do you guys think? Tom Brady starting more than Jimmy Garoppolo?
It could. Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, he's still got to sit second fiddle to Brady. That's not going to change anytime soon. Yeah. So maybe he gets traded.
I mean, well, see, this is interesting. Does Jimmy Garoppolo stick around? How long is Tom Brady going to play? Tom Brady's getting old, right?
Supposedly.
I don't know how old he is.
I think he said he wants to play till 50.
I mean,
he said he wants to play till as long as he can, like Brett Favre did.
Yeah, I mean, if he stays healthy,
there's no reason why he can't continue.
Was Brett Favre the oldest player ever to play?
Or a quarterback, probably. Yeah.
If you don't include
like punters and stuff.
Well, there
like
was
that.
What's his name, like Mort Anderson
right.
or something.
He hung in there since
like 30 years, something insane like that.
Right.
But
so
if
you don't include kickers and stuff like that,
okay,
yeah,
makes sense.
So as long as he stays healthy, I don't see why not.
Okay. Yeah, I think that makes sense for the Patriots. They're not gonna switch tactics while Tom Brady's still winning Super Bowls. But speaking of Super Bowls, how about this one? The Oakland Raiders will win a Super Bowl before leaving Oakland. Do you guys think that's possible?
Possible.
Yeah, very possible.
Really?
I think it's possible.
They're
yeah.
scheduled to move by 2019.
Well, it's probably gonna be 2020. I think
20 even
because they gotta get that billion. They gotta
still
get that billion-dollar stadium up.
Right.
Even if it's a conspiracy at the NFL, they might get it.
So they have, what, the 2017, the 2018, and the 2019 seasons?
Well, this Raiders team is built to win now. That's what the whole Marshawn Lynch signing was. They knew their window is going to be from now until a year or two. That's it.
I mean, Derek Carr was doing great until that pinky industry, man.
That's injury. That's true. It almost seemed like they were unstoppable. JB, what do you think? How do you feel about the Raiders?
No, I think they have a pretty good chance. I think, like Eric was saying with David Carr, he was doing really well until the injury came along, but I think they definitely have a chance.
It just seems like a really small... I mean, I guess you can't put any... I guess you can't put it past them. Their division's really weak right now. You're looking at...
Really, all they have to go against is the AFC.
Who else is in there?
The Broncos and the Chiefs.
How'd the Broncos do, though? Were they good last year?
Broncos were decent.
Who's their quarterback?
Trevor Siemian or whatever.
Right. I don't have a lot of faith in that Denver Broncos team. The Kansas City Chiefs are good. And then the Chargers
are
terrible.
Yeah, the Chargers.
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess the division's okay, but
they would only be challenging. They would probably only be challenged in the playoffs, like when they got there. And then if they made it to the AFC Championship game, and they would definitely be playing the Patriots.
Well, look, in my opinion, these first two items on the list cancel each other out. If Tom Brady is still playing at that level for that long, it's going to be really hard for Oakland to win a Super Bowl because every playoffs is going to have to go through New England.
Yeah. They're going to have to win.
I think number two on this comes down to number one. No, I'm serious. If Jimmy Garoppolo is playing a lot more than Tom Brady, maybe Oakland wins. If Tom Brady can play out until 2020, I don't see a lot of room for other AFC teams, honestly. Oh, maybe that's just me being a secret Patriots fan.
Yeah, probably.
So this item on the list kind of annoys me. Because some of these are like givens. It's like the Legion of Boom will dissolve.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen.
I mean,
yeah.
It's going to happen eventually, right?
It's already pretty much did. I mean, it's only Sherman left on the original team. And
yeah, Cam Chancellor, I think, is a free agent. And Earl Thomas and Richard Sherman are still on the team. But they're going to command a very, very high salary, each of them.
Right.
So I think it's
given.
Over. Yeah,
that's not really controversial.
Yeah, good job, ESPN.
In other news, football is played with a pigskin.
Yeah, like let's make up random things that are going to happen in the NFL.
It's fake news.
No ESPN.
It's fake news. Yeah.
What about golf?
Oh, speaking about that, how's the LeBron James jersey there, Rich?
Are you treating it well?
It's not on me.
Is it framed in your room?
No.
Do you praise it?
No, it's.
Do you praise it? No. He worships it.
It's like Helga Pataki with a
yes
in the closet with the gum statue.
He's,
oh, LeBron.
Rich has a gum statue
come
of LeBron
to Philadelphia.
James.
Come to Philadelphia.
Yeah, can we talk about that? Is he actually, like,
no,
my Facebook is blowing
happen.
Up with
it
that.
It is not going to happen.
I don't even know why that's happening. No,
what's going on?
There's rumors that, it's not even rumors. It's really more like fan theories that LeBron wants to come and play with Ben Simmons because he loves Ben Simmons.
Yes, please.
It's not going to happen.
Why not? Why do you got to dash all my hopes and dreams?
Your hopes and dreams are not
wait,
for LeBron
wait,
James
let me
to
ask,
come to Philadelphia.
Let me ask this, Chris. Rich.
What?
No!
What is this?
It's two shots in. I've already been drinking today, okay?
No, do you know the story
I don't think you know
this?
The story.
What?
This is serious. There was like a month that went by, and three different people in three different like cliques of my life all called me by Chris.
You look like a Chris.
What is that? What does that mean? I look like a Chris.
You're Chris.
Anyway, Chris.
For the rest of the podcast, Rich is now Chris.
You're now Chris. Thank you. If LeBron
we're
James
turning this into a drinking game, we all have rules. Okay, sure.
If LeBron James came to Philly, would you wear the jersey then? Would you be a LeBron James fan?
I think I'd have to be by necessity because I want to see Philadelphia do well. But
you make it sound
that's so.
But
you're like, oh, if I have to,
if
be.
I have to be,
yeah, I mean, because I can't. If LeBron comes to Philly somehow and wins an NBA championship,
yeah.
I will be full blown LeBron. Like you did the impossible. You brought
that would be the impossible.
You brought the 76ers an NBA championship.
That's what LeBron should do. He should be the person that goes from team to team and helps them all win championships.
If there's one person that could do it,
but
him.
See, the problem is he doesn't. He goes to other teams that are already loaded with talent. And he just rides the coattails.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like a Chris personality right there.
It definitely sounds like something
Chris
would say.
That's
something that
Chris would say. All right, Chris is coming at you. In your face.
In your face.
In your face. Yeah.
This is what happens when Rich drinks. His inner
Chris becomes
comes
a Chris.
Out.
The Chris comes out.
Chris is my drunk
alter
ego.
Oh, no. It's happening. I'm becoming Chris. I hate LeBron.
Just rip the LeBron James jersey.
Oh, boy.
Me no like LeBron James.
Okay.
What was that?
I was trying to do Hulk, and then I realized I went a little bit in the like, French there.
He no like Ooh, LeBron la, la. James.
The French Hulk.
The French Hulk.
Oui, oui.
Ooh, la, la.
Ooh, la, la. See,
and
girl.
We officially went off the rails, people.
Yeah, there we go. 18 minutes into the podcast.
I'm gonna bring it back around. With another prediction, what do you guys think about this? Eli Manning will be the last of the 2004 quarterbacks left standing. I think it's
who,
just
who else
him,
would be Philip Rivers?
I think it's him, Philip Rivers, and Ben Roethlisberger.
Ooh, I forgot about Big Ben.
So who will be the last one playing? Philip Rivers, Eli Manning, or Ben Roethlisberger?
I hate to say it. I really think Eli Manning.
Yeah, it's probably
I'm
going to
say Eli Manning.
Eli Manning.
Because Roethlisberger is really beat up. He's always
he's
beat up from season to season.
He's got 1 foot out the door
already. He's just hurt. He's another hit away from.
And he just keeps gaining weight, and that doesn't really help him out in his situation.
Yeah. Maybe Rivers, because Rivers hasn't really had much injury concerns.
But they never give him any weapons.
Right, they never give him,
But with the move, I heard he doesn't want to move.
Well, he's going to have to if he wants to keep playing.
Well, what if he doesn't?
Well, if he doesn't, he's not going to play.
He has like six kids.
All right, so moving right along. Drew Brees will retire after the 2018 season. Yes or no?
True.
Probably. Yeah.
True?
True. He's kind of on his last couple seasons, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see him. I mean, he's been kind of – they've been struggling the past few – the team, not Drew Brees, but the team in general.
No, him too. He's been struggling too.
Yeah.
Well – Drew Brees, though, they pretty much just rely on him to throw like 50 times a game. He's like Aaron Rodgers. They just every play is passed. Just don't even bother.
All right, so should we keep progressing?
Do one more.
Let's find a good one. Okay, here's one. The Jets will find their quarterback of the future.
What?
Is that like
what kind of prediction is that?
It's I don't know. It's ESPN middle of the summer. We have nothing to talk about.
There will be football played.
Right. Exactly.
There's going to be a halftime show in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. There will be a famous pop star.
Yeah. Sure. I don't know. I hope. That would be really depressing if the Jets go through like the next five seasons without any sort of hope at quarterback.
That'd be pretty bad. That means they would have to go the next four seasons and not figure anything out. I mean, it's happened to teams before. But
they just run with Christian Hackenberg. And they're just like, ah, screw
it. What happened to the whole bunch of the other rookies they've drafted the past few years? They've all
That's
just no, it's true. They've all just sort of sputtered out.
No Geno. They got rid of Geno Smith. They have Bryce Petty. He's probably not going to develop into anything. And Christian Hackenberg. That's it. There's nobody else.
Yeah. I don't know. It depends whether or not there's good quarterbacks in the draft. They'll be in the position to draft high. So it depends. All depends. I know that sounds like pathetic analysis, but that's what this ESPN article is offering us. It all depends. Who knows?
Well, it's like you said. We're hitting that weird summer.
It's the summer slump for sports.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing.
We're done.
The biggest headline is golf. That's, you know.
Yeah! That's how you know it's sad.
Exactly.
You know, despite golf being boring as hell, it's really, really hard to play.
It is.
Oh,
it
my.
Is
so,
I remember playing with you, and it was, like, frustrating as all hell.
I...
Who's going to drop the first curse word, by the way, since we can do it?
Oh, I don't think we've done it so far.
We haven't done
you. Idea.
Oh, there it is.
Do you know how long I've gone on this podcast without saying that word?
What word?
Well, a long time. Well, fuck.
Is it liberated?
It is so liberating. You have no idea.
Well, I might make you...
My mom looks very upset now.
Yeah, why do you curse in front of your mother?
How dare you?
She curses in front of me.
Where?
Oh!
Uh-oh. All right.
That was the alcohol talking.
Okay. All right. We need to defuse the situation. Should we do... All right. Are we doing a shot or a game first?
Wait, was it...
Let's announce the game and take our shot.
Okay. All right. So, back by popular demand...
Jamie's like, screw this. I'm just going.
Bruno, you're the man.
You have something to do tomorrow, too. You better come away.
Power
did
play.
He take one or did he just clean out his glass? Oh, he just cleaned out his glass. All right.
No,
he was just licking it clean is what it was.
I revoke back whatever I said. I thought you took a shot.
No, I thought he took a shot. Now he's going to take a different shot. All right.
So, okay.
All right. So we're going to bring back, by popular demand, a game of Pyramid. But before that, should we take our third shot?
Yeah, let's take our third shot.
All right, third
still
shot.
Rock and rye for most of us. John Bruno, what have you switched to?
Oh, he switched it? Oh, that's what he did. He
switched.
Jim Beam.
Jim Beam.
Oh, Jim Beam. All right. We're going to have to switch over.
You're going to have to tell them about the orange soda Jim Beam. The orange Beam.
Oh, yeah. Right. That sounds gross. If anybody's had orange Beam. Bean.
Beam. Beam me up, Scotty.
Beam.
Beam me up, Scotty. That's a good way to drink it all, too. Beam me up, Scotty.
Right. Cheers. Beam me up, Scotty.
Down the hatch.
Yeah. All right.
It's going to be one of those nights.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I like Rock and Rye.
Mm-hmm. I love it, too. All right, so we're going to play a couple games of Pyramid.
Yep. Can I just say we came up with the idea to have these sobriety checkpoints throughout the episode where we play a game that's going to test our ability, our thinking, and our verbal ability. So we'll see how we do. The first one is Pyramid by popular demand.
Woo!
We love playing this game. Why is Drummer he's not even talking anymore. He's just lounging.
Because he's the 1% in his chair.
Comfortable chair that Michael can't have.
Mike, how is your butt feeling, by the way, in that chair?
Does it hurt yet?
No.
Because you know what? He looks pretty happy in that chair that you're not sitting
my
in.
My ass feels very comfortable right now. I will say this, though. For 220 episodes, me and Rich have sat here at this kitchen table on these chairs. Never once did we say, oh, I'm going to get the recliner. No. 220 episodes.
Bruno.
4 years. But John Bruno comes on his second or third podcast ever. He's sitting in a recliner. I'm just saying.
Pretty irked there, huh?
I am pretty irked.
All right. Well, we need to relieve your irkedness by playing some Pyramid.
Yes, I agree.
So we're playing Classic Pyramid, the Winner's Circle. I figured we do like a round robin because we have an odd number of players. I can't play because I know what the answers are.
Yeah, exactly.
So I got three different colors, and then I have a bonus category at the end. I have yellow, green, and purple.
I'll take green.
Do you want to go?
I have no idea what we're doing. Yeah,
I'm going to go with Mike's favorite color, purple.
Purple.
Okay. So
is it? I don't know.
I think that was the last time you guys played Pyramid.
Yeah, right. That was a reference to the.
Okay. So
I'll do green.
And who's going to be the partner? Who's going to?
Don't pick me.
Bruno? Come on, Bruno.
I feel like it's got to be John Bruno now.
Come on, Bruno.
It's got to be Bruno.
Oh, yeah, pick me.
These are really hard, JB.
Ready? All right, so I also put points on the back.
Yeah.
So we can keep a
so I'm fake score. I'm telling to John Bruno then.
Yeah, you're giving the clues to
I'm
Bruno.
I'm giving
Bruno
the clues
Bruno
to you. Do you know how to play Pyramid?
I got to answer some questions.
No, you got to guess what he's trying
That's
to...
Right.
Covers
I have to answer
games.
Some questions. Yeah.
Not exactly questions. Okay.
Okay.
So let's run with it. Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, and time starts now. Go.
Okay.
I hate timed things.
the Billboard Top 200, morning talk shows, Preston and Steve are on...
Radio shows?
Yeah, yep. There you go.
Okay. Look up. There's a light. It's hanging from...
Ceiling?
Yes. Is that allowed?
Not really.
Okay. A gun. A martini.
Boy 7?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Oh, JB, you have to go outside. I just got this brand new car. Oh, come over here. Look, I just got this new video game system. Oh, you better check this out.
An asshole?
Motherfucker. Skip. If you want to make beer, if you want to make coffee, you have to...
Make it?
But there's a specific...
Brew it?
Yes.
Oh.
And... Really? How... What is...
It's the last one. It's always supposed to be the most difficult.
Things... objects that are not extraordinary, they are...
Oh,
mundane.
Almost completed it.
So close.
Ordinary?
Yeah, that one's tough.
Normal things.
Normal.
What was number four?
Normal.
Number four was things you show off.
Oh, it's playing again.
Things you show off.
Oh, we got it!
We got it! Woo! Nope. I think my answer was more appropriate.
So you got 15 points.
Got, yeah, quite a few points. No,
foul
not
mouths.
15 points. Got.
All right, you want it purple.
11.
Right?
Got 11 points.
Okay, right. So am I doing this to Mike?
Yeah, or Bruno, whoever you choose.
That's
not with
the
that
one
face. Not with that face drop. John Bruno just gave me the
shock,
scared face ever.
So you got.
I got.
Go ahead.
11.
Let's see if I can do it again. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Okay, let's do this.
This
John
already
Bruno. You and me, baby.
Falling apart because we're having two different conversations at the same time.
Wait, right. if I get these right, who wins? Me?
Sure.
How?
Yes.
More drinks. I don't know.
Wait a second. Or do you want to read these to me?
No, I don't want to read them.
All right, he's got to get the next round.
Okay.
Next round,
you have to do one round, JB.
Yeah.
Damn it.
All right, so Twaddle is the clue giver, and he's giving it.
Suck. I'm terrible at this. I apologize in advance for these.
Well,
all right, well, good luck. Here we go.
I apologize.
Then that would make me look better.
60 seconds.
Should make Mike look great. I'm going to be like, duh,
60 seconds on the clock. Here you go, Twaddle, and go.
Dial. This is
phone.
Dawn. Dial. Joy. Ajax.
What?
You use this to wash your hands.
Soap.
Okay, I'll give you out.
Okay.
What was
okay,
it?
Okay, the stars. The stars and stripes.
Flag. American flag.
It's not so easy, is it?
This one's... I can't do this one. I'm skipping this one.
Pass it. You can pass it.
I'm gonna pass it. Okay. It's,
a hat.
A hat. It's a hat. It's a cap. It's...
A baseball hat?
No. It's, you know, a brim cowboy hat. Bandana.
Fedora?
No.
What?
Skip it that one.
Helmet?
Things that cover your head.
Yes.
Oh, can I get those? Can I steal? No. Oh.
Submarine. Depth charges.
Things that go underwater?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, here you go. Nice.
A baseball. If you
things you can hit?
That you need to strike. You specifically need to strike.
Hit and strike are the same thing.
It's not.
I'm calling bull on that one.
Here's the one you pass.
What did he pass on?
Yeah. Rich, stop. forgetting to hit the stop button. All right.
Rich has another countdown going on that we don't know about.
Right. All right. So I'm at the deep end of a pool.
Things you can dive into.
What a diving board would say.
What
does a diving board even say? Boing?
Don't bounce on me!
I was trying to think
don't bounce on me, yeah.
Boing?
Boing?
Boing, right. Boing.
So, I already know I'm going to be horrible
at
this.
What sound does a spring make? And I should have said we're...
Yo, whoa.
All right, so now this is you. This is yellow.
So who's he giving to?
Who do you want to give it to?
He ain't giving that to me. It's
who do you... all right, the brothers Costanzo.
Okay.
And John Bruno is now giving the clues.
Trick question.
He's
first question.
He's going to sabotage me.
Things like that are soft. Mine is comfortable.
big, giant, comfy recliners that bitches have
got
to sit
it.
In.
Yes, got it. All right, I'm ready to go.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. JB's giving the clues to Mike, and
don't
go.
Mess up.
1 point.
I'm going to lose.
Pass.
Oh, my God. He's passing on the 1.1. Pass.
I want to make the world better.
Things that Miss America would say?
Wow.
Yeah! Wow! Come on, keep it going. I got this.
Wings.
Bands from the...
No, like... Eating wings, like wings. Wings.
Eating contest. Things you would eat at an eating contest?
No, Rich doesn't like these things.
Things that are spicy.
Yes.
Well, yes.
Yeah. You, Rich, Eric,
annoying.
Me, you walk on them, animals have them.
Feet? Things that have feet? Things that walk on two legs?
No, a little bit higher than the feet.
Things that have,
like,
penises?
No, you don't walk on those.
That's a good guess.
That's so good. What's
all right,
than
pass.
Feet?
Things that are higher than your feet. What do you
knees.
What the whole, what's the whole thing?
Legs.
Legs.
I said legs.
You said two legs.
Two legs.
This noise.
It
annoying.
Keeps on. Things that are annoying. Things
no,
that are repetitive.
Keep...
Yeah, all right, I'll give it to you.
Yeah!
All right, so you got, somehow, you got, like, all the ending ones. You got 6, 4, 3. You got 13 somehow.
Okay, so Walter Cronkite.
I couldn't think of any broadcasters' names.
You could have done, well.
The first one was broadcasters, yeah.
Oh, broadcasters.
I couldn't think of the guy with the white hair. What's his name on Channel 6?
Chip Gardner?
Yes!
Gardner.
Yeah. I can't think of his name!
Yes! He's a famous newscaster.
And who's the girl that's with him usually?
Monica Malpass.
Oh, there you go.
Dancers that plie, they spin around.
Was the second
ballerina.
One.
That would have been
things
possible.
In a ballet, yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, those were hard.
Penises? Right. Penises?
Well, you're like a little bit higher than feet. I was like, I don't,
knees?
You didn't
knees.
Say legs.
He said
well, you said you, you said you rich twaddle. I'm like,
and
I'm
a, I said animals have them. We use them to walk on its
well,
legs, not feet.
You
walk, I mean, you
on,
walk on your feet, but I said a little bit higher.
I said things that walk on two legs. I feel like that should count.
Nah, it's specifically legs.
Okay.
All right. So here I got one more category left.
Okay.
Anybody want to volunteer for giving the
how about
clues?
Mike gives them to me.
Yeah,
because I haven't
okay.
guessed yet.
Yeah.
I'll so just recline and stay out of the way.
There's a catch. There's a catch with this one.
Okay.
And that is in some way, shape, or form, it kind of has to do with me. So take that as you will.
That's narcissistic.
Oh, my God. That was great.
Okay. All right.
Poor Rich.
I'm just going to go over here and hide out. 60 seconds are on
small.
The clock.
Oh, JV going for the jugular. Look at him sitting in the chairs, made him bold.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. 60 seconds on the clock. One
play
last category
this.
For Pyramid. Mike, go.
Okay. Rich loves to play this video, this entertainment system.
PS4?
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Oh my gosh. The ethnicity that Rich is and that he eats a lot of this type of
Italian.
Yeah, there okay. you go. Yep.
Let's see here. Oh my God, the one actor that Rich never stops quoting.
Robert De Niro. Al Pacino.
Yeah, that cast. All right. Okay. when Rich screams, his
voice squeaks. He gets high voice.
Yeah, sure.
Situation.
I'll give it to. Yeah, there you go.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so. All their cheaters. They deflated footballs.
New England Patriots.
They, but
his hatred for the Patriots.
Yes.
Okay. I don't fucking know. I don't even know. How does that have to do with you? Oh, I'm so confused. I don't know.
Pass.
Pass.
No, you'll try it. So
I couldn't think of anything. It was.
Which one were you getting stuck on?
Things with nuts. Like, how does this relate to Rich?
Rich's testicle.
Right. You have nuts. I don't know.
I guess I could have said, I can't say mixed nuts.
No.
I can't say, I was trying to think of something that
you
I could
have said sperm. You could have said stuff like that.
It's things with nuts, not things in nuts.
But it would have led me to nuts.
Okay.
It would have led me down the road to Rich's right. nuts.
You need to be led. Yeah, wow. You need to be led to Rich's nuts.
I need to be led to Rich's nuts.
There you go. You heard
somehow,
it. You heard it here first.
Yes. You had to think of Rich's nuts. All right. On that note.
Why would you,
on that note.
Why
I think,
would you put that
that's
in
such
there?
A, yeah.
You knew what we were going to say.
Because you have to do something challenging for the last one.
Do you?
So you said nuts.
So nuts
sure.
is challenging.
Do you like nuts? I mean, food
do
nuts.
Do you like your nuts?
I like, yeah, my nuts are good. I don't know. What do you want from me?
What did you just say?
He likes his nuts?
Yeah, all right. What do you want from me? But there you go.
We're not even drunk yet. That's the sad part.
Our first game is over.
Feeling a little bit.
A little bit. I think we're getting there.
Getting a little goofy.
We're done Pyramid, and we're done the sports sampler. But we are going to take a quick break, reload our drink containers, and get going for our next bit. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Alcohol, my permanent accessory.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is Vic DiBattista, and you are listening to the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Yeah, we're back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. We're all enjoying a fine night recording together. We're ready, and we're all moving along to some Billy Joel. Why not? Enjoying our second part of this drinking episode.
Should we drink to Billy Joel?
Is it time for our next shot?
Let's do it. Let's drink to Billy Joel.
Yeah!
Let's drink to Piano Man.
Drink to the great Piano Man.
Cheers to good friends, good times, noodle salad.
Yes, that's right. Good times. Cheers. Good times, noodle salad, and drinking.
Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad.
Yeah.
Woo! I got like the rinds in that one from the Rock and Rye.
Yeah, that's good though. I like having.
We polished off a bottle.
Wow, we killed off a bottle? Oh, dude. We're only halfway through the show.
I know.
All right.
We got a couple more shots to go.
All right. Well, then we're going to keep trucking along.
I'm feeling
along.
Good. Well, you guys aren't the ones that have to present segments and stuff.
No. Wait, no. I double-checked the rundown. No. Because coming up next, it's the entertainment entree.
And now, the latest in movies.
The Simpson guy writes to movies. Dear Die Hard, you rock. Especially when that guy was on the roof.
Music.
I know what that is. That's music.
Video games.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel.
Celebrities.
You really know Warren Beatty?
Yes, I do. I took a leak next to him once at the Golden Globes.
And more.
You were the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world.
This is the Entertainment Entree.
That was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
Oh, yes, yes. Welcome to the Entertainment Entree, yes.
Anybody know where that sound clip's from?
I have no idea, but you have to do the rest of the podcast like that now.
Yes.
It's time for the news.
It's not. Originally, it's not The Simpsons. No, it's the creepy... family therapist in A Clockwork Orange. And
okay.
Yeah. And
Why
not?
Would you bring Clockwork Orange into this?
That was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
Yes.
Sounds like a gay Vincent Price.
Yes.
What is it, Grandpapa? Ooh.
All right, so there we go. That's your random sound clip for the week. Why not? Go back. Rewatch Clockwork Orange.
Why, though?
It's also creepy, too.
Why would you want to watch Clockwork Orange?
Wait. It's also creepy,
why
too.
Why wouldn't you want to
because
watch
Clockwork Orange? Because the family therapist shows up and, like, invades his room. Invades,
I don't remember.
The main character's room.
That movie.
And he's only wearing, like, underwear. And, like, they're all just chill with it. Like...
I don't remember.
I watched that movie when I was real young, and it disturbed me when I was young. I was like probably 10, and my dad let me watch it.
I can see that movie being disturbing.
Yeah, probably.
I can see that movie being disturbing to anybody of any age.
I think it's a fun flick for the whole family.
Oh, yeah.
That describes Rich's personality.
Well, that was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
So... There you go.
How you feeling over there, JB?
Yeah. You haven't said a word yet. You
he's falling
over
asleep in his comfy chair.
I don't know
chair.
What to say about that quip. I don't know.
Welcome to my world.
There you go.
Rich will play a clip, and I'll just shrug and be like, okay.
Yeah, you go. Just burp right in the microphone.
He beat me to it. Damn it, that was my job.
JB was still brewing his.
Well, you know what? I just realized we have to get to a very important part of the week where we have to let you know what's coming up this week in terms of movies, TV, and video games. It is time for Mike's This Week in Entertainment.
There was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
Yes, Mike. What should the people keep an eye out for, yes?
Okay.
Yes.
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 Yes. Say it, Mike.
I'll say it. This Week in Entertainment.
Yes.
In the movie theaters.
There was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
I'm never going to be able to make it through this segment.
Yes!
This segment's just never going to end.
There was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes!
I'm sleep deprived.
All right, I'll stop.
Had a few drinks and Rich just keeps playing the same sound effect.
I'll stop.
All right, let's see what we got here. This Week in Entertainment. In movies, we have The Dark Tower is a new action-adventure fantasy western based on the book by Stephen King. Idris Elba, the gunslinger, pursues his enemy, the Man in Black, played by Matthew McConaughey, Rich.
Woo!
There you go. Setting up a rivalry.
All right.
All right. Everybody's going to love this. They're setting up a rivalry that all movie fans will love. The books are revered in this fantasy, sci-fi, and western circles, so this film should offer something for everyone. Go check that out this weekend.
Now, is he going to be more the all right, or is he going to be more like Russ Cole? Like, what do you know?
I don't know who Russ Cole is.
True Detectives.
I have not seen True Detective.
Probably more like True Detective.
I think
Detectives.
He's really? Going yeah, to man. Be more of a.
I love that character.
Devilish yeah. character.
Man,
I like him in Dazed and Confused.
Time is a flat circle. You have to follow that philosophy. Time is a flat circle. We've been here before, and we're going to do this again. And that's all I have to say, apparently.
There was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
I'm apparently the only person who watched True Detective. I'm sorry.
Did...
Religiously, apparently. I don't remember that line at all.
Yeah.
I've never
it.
Seen it, so I have no idea.
That went over.
I feel like I just watched one of those Lincoln commercials, though.
Yeah.
Nobody can see me rubbing my fingers, but yes. I'm rubbing my fingers together like Matthew McConaughey.
Who drives like that?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like feeling the air. Like, am I going the right way?
In Lincoln cars, the air is better.
When you're moving forward, you're actually not moving in the space that is your cabin.
Yes. And when we move forward in the podcast, we get to television. This week on TV, Apple Music's first original series, Carpool Karaoke, premieres Tuesday, August 8th, exclusively on Apple Music. The show stars James Corden for several of the 16 planned episodes, with other celebrities taking his place in the rest. Oh my god. And finally, in the world of video games, The Long Dark comes to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. This new first-person open-world survival simulation game places the players in the shoes of a pilot who crash lands alone in the frozen Canadian wilderness, where they must survive the aftermath of a global disaster. It's sort of like a Minecraft, but it's more, it's darker, it's more despairing. And it's more realistic. So definitely go check out The Long Dark, premiering or releasing on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. And that wraps it up for This Week in Entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Mike, for This Week in Entertainment, despite my best efforts of trying to mess you up.
All right. That's what I love about high school girls. I get older, they stay the same age.
There you go. Twaddle.
Is that a quote from...
That was Dazed and
yes,
Confused.
Yes,
I'm not
yes,
just
yes.
some creepy guy saying...
I was yeah. going to say.
You should have clarified that from the beginning.
Bruno thought you're actually about to like go pick up high school chicks right now.
That's Bruno's expertise.
Ah, excellent.
Not at all.
So we have a topic here for Entertainment Entree, and this is something that I think Mike has always wanted to talk about. And that is personal top movies of all time. This is something we always want to talk about, but news got in the way.
Oh, news.
Yeah.
Don't you hate being relevant sometimes?
Yeah. But specifically, you want to phrase the question in this manner. If you were only allowed to watch a handful of movies for the rest of your life, say you got stuck on an island or something like that,
right?
What would they be?
Do you have a
beginning list of what you would consider? What would be mandatory?
So right off the bat, I would love The Godfather. I think that I could watch that probably a million times and never get tired of that movie.
That's good. Yeah,
I think Twaddle's dying over there.
Yeah, you're right over there, Twaddle.
The faces he's making is so distracting.
That Jim Beam maple, that was terrible.
I told you, it tastes like straight maple syrup. Hold on, wait.
We are not sponsored by Jim Beam anymore.
Fill up me and Rich so we can have a taste of this, so we can experience what Toddle is experiencing. Because I want to hear Rich's opinion on this.
Oh, great.
It tastes like you're drinking maple syrup. Like just
maple
straight
syrup
maple
that,
syrup.
Like, burns. It's not good. It's like mixed with jalapenos or something. It's terrible.
Uh-oh.
Rich is like, I don't want to drink this anymore.
I'm good with maple. I'm not good with jalapenos. That's not good.
No, it'll be all right.
It's just alcohol. That's all it is. It's just the alcohol burn. But
okay,
God.
Fair enough.
So the first, like I said, the first movie that I would do is The Godfather. But also on my little island, I would include Pulp Fiction, Inception, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Sorry, Rich.
No.
What? Did you just play? Did you mean to play that?
You said bitch.
Son of a bitch.
There's no wrong answers here. It's just opinions.
No,
apparently that was wrong. Well, I was also going to include Star Wars.
Hit the buzzer.
Hit
the buzzer.
Hit the buzzer.
Hit the buzzer.
That's a correct one.
And you son of a bitch. I don't know. You know what other movie I really like that some people might disagree with me? But Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I know it's kind of depressing. No?
I love that movie.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
It's really depressing
to watch
on
an island, though.
Yeah, I could. I'd have to
smell
watch
the maple.
Yeah, you can.
Whoa. The only movie I would watch.
Cheers, everyone. Maple syrup.
Wait, is it time?
No.
Do you want to just drink?
Just drink.
Oh, damn. All right. Mike says just
cheers.
Drink. All right.
Well, I saw them do maple syrup. I was like, I want to try maple syrup.
I didn't do anything yet.
No, it was me.
Oh, that's awful.
Isn't it? It's terrible.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I didn't like it.
Shut up, Jamie.
I thought it was going to be worse than that.
Oh, that maple syrup was nasty.
Oh, it was so bad.
So, is there any other movies you would add to that list?
Oh, yes. Castaway. Me or that?
Anybody?
Ooh.
Oh, if you're stuck on an island, Castaway?
Yeah.
No, that's just mean. That's just mean.
It would make you feel better.
Would it actually help you, though? Because
no, it doesn't give you really any survival tips. Unless you happen to run into a pair of skates.
What, if anything, would make me feel like I would want a friend named Wilson.
Wilson!
Keep looking at me. I don't know.
Wilson is a pretty inventive character.
How can I forget Jurassic Park?
Uh-huh.
I would have Jurassic Park.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah. Probably something from Pixar. I don't know what from Pixar.
Yeah, you're a big
I have to include
Pixar
something
guy.
From Pixar.
Okay, this is going to make me sound... It's going to take away one of my man cards.
Go ahead.
But I would probably do Pitch Perfect and Pitch Perfect 2.
Both.
Interesting.
They are... Put your hand down.
You hit that damn buzzer, especially on Pitch Perfect 2.
No. No, they are upbeat movies, and they are the kind of movies you need when you're on an island alone.
And it takes balls. I respect you.
No,
Toy.
They,
well,
and Anna they are upbeat
is
movies.
Beautiful.
You
she
have,
is gorgeous.
You have nuts.
She is.
I have nuts.
Anna Kendrick is very pretty.
She is very pretty.
Yeah.
Even though she had a nose job, it's okay.
She did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens.
It happens.
When did that happen?
Probably somewhere before Twilight or after Twilight.
Oh, I don't know what... She was in Twilight?
She was in Twilight?
She was a very minor character in Twilight.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. Twaddle with the inside information here.
I'm not a stalker of Anna Kendrick, but I would be.
That was really weird.
Okay,
when I say things, it's weird, but when you guys say everything, it's not weird.
It does look like she got a nose job.
She did get a nose job.
I look at the pictures. She still looks really pretty, though.
Oh, she is still really pretty.
Are we evolving the conversation into
anything
plastic surgery?
With Mila Kunis, probably.
Anything with actually The Rock. So, like Central Intelligence.
Okay.
With The Rock.
No, The Rock is good.
The Rock is good. Is that movie, Central Intelligence.
Are you going to see Jumanji? Because that looks shitty to me.
It looks shitty? So bad.
No, it looked funny. I saw a trailer for
but
it.
But it's not Jumanji.
I'm sure it's going to be funny, but it's going to be different than Jumanji.
It looks like a rejected movie plot they just kind of forged into, oh, we could make it a Jumanji movie. You know
it's
going to
be just like Ghostbusters again with the females. It's just going to flop.
Well, yeah.
My problem is that it loses what made Jumanji so entertaining in the first place, in that they're not in the original Jumanji. The fantasy world came to them, like the jungle came to them. In the new Jumanji, they're going to the jungle. They're going to the fantasy world. So it's not like.
Would you say it's more of a ripoff of like the Lost World, one with Will Ferrell?
Yeah, I'd say it's like something like that, where it's like people going on a safari. It's not what makes Jumanji unique. This is like an Indiana Jones Lost World knockoff.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of people that are going to hold against this is because of the Robin Williams thing. Like he was a beloved beloved actor.
No, that doesn't bother me. This is the thing. I said this about the Ghostbusters movie too. I love the cast. The cast sounds great to me. The problem is I don't have a lot of faith in the execution. Like, when you look at the Ghostbusters cast, when you look at the Jumanji cast, you're like, oh, wow, that's like a good cast they put together. Jack Black, The Rock.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah, it's like, this should be pretty good, but can they pull it off? That's the question.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like they can. But I don't know. We could be wrong. We'll see.
Another movie I would have on the island is The Avengers.
Okay. Good, some comic book movies in there.
Yeah.
How about Batman?
Nolan ones?
Nolan Batman movies?
Yeah, probably the second one. Not all three.
The one with the Joker, right? I still can't watch it because I feel bad because I'll never get to see that character ever again.
I know.
Well, you'll never get to see
Heath Ledger's Joker.
Ledger.
Right? Yeah,
they'll bring back the Joker, yeah.
Yeah, but it won't be Heath Ledger's Joker, so it always makes me kind of sad watching that.
It's true. Yeah, it's like what could have been.
Yeah, exactly.
How
about
since I played this wonderful sound clip?
That was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
Any Kubrick movies?
No.
No?
No, not
really.
No. Kubrick is one of those guys you have to take in small doses. I don't want. I have no compulsion.
You're breaking my heart over
I have here. No compulsion to watch 2001 Space Odyssey again. I have no compulsion to watch. Full Metal Jacket again. I have no compulsion to watch Clockwork Orange. They're all good, great cinematic masterpieces, but it's not like, oh, I'm going to sit down and watch, you know, 2001 Space Odyssey and watch a 20-minute scene of inverted colors. Like, it's basically
a
glorified lava lamp.
It's a good way to trip balls, you know, if you're on an island all by yourself.
I mean, I think you're taking the island. I think you're taking the island thing a little too literally.
Sorry, I mean, you posed the question.
Also,
like
how are
this.
You tripping balls on an island?
You can
what
do
are you
it.
Licking frogs,
Yo, Mike? You can do
hey,
it
that's
in your
a thing.
Mind.
I know it's a thing. It was on the Simpsons.
I've done it.
No,
you've licked frogs before.
No, I haven't.
No, man.
That would have made an interesting story, though.
No, well, yeah, I know. I'm not interested.
You can do it in your mind.
Okay, so if we're gonna take this island thing literally,
it's all in your mind.
Would you want to bring porn along with you? You know, as guys, and this is a mature podcast. Would you want porn with you on the island?
Well, see, I would knock out two birds with one stone, and I get Eyes Wide Shut. There you go.
But you know,
Kubrick and porno.
That was a good movie, though.
Yeah, it was.
It was a good movie.
I liked Eyes Wide Shut.
Okay. Well, if you're so eager to give us the movies you would take, what are your movies on the island? Pornos included.
Star Wars.
Okay. Which one?
Backdoor sluts. No.
It's always backdoor sluts. It's never front door sluts.
Which Star Wars?
The original trilogy.
No.
So that's three movies.
Or what? I can't only bring one?
Well, I mean, there's no. I guess you could take as many movies as you want on the island.
Would you take Rogue One?
Are we taking movies and not taking survival equipment?
Okay, no. Ten movies. 10 movies is the limit. 10
you
movies.
Can build
can we
Hudson.
Burn the movies to make a fire?
No. Yes.
You can actually use the disc to signal for planes.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Help!
Also, better question, how are we watching the movies?
Somehow there's electricity.
There's electricity? There's just a single outlet on a palm tree.
Right. This is a very good situation to be in.
It is.
Actually, you know what?
You're not actually on an island. You're
get
in
out of
Hilton.
Work. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Screw this.
I'm going to go to my private island with my DVD recorder and I'll be fine.
Yeah, with my one outlet.
With your one outlet, yeah. Well, no, you need two. You need one for the TV.
All right. Well, get a splitter.
Or
this is getting way too complicated.
Or you have one of those portable DVD players.
But that'll run out of battery soon.
No, you plug it in, man.
Oh, to the one outlet.
Yeah, to the one outlet.
Oh, we're still assuming you have the one outlet.
Yeah,
oh,
the
okay.
one outlet. Yeah.
All right. Yay. There we go. All problems solved.
Okay, so what movies would you take?
I guess, so Star
you can
Wars.
Take as many Star Wars as you want, but I'm going to limit you to 10 because you can't do the original trilogy, the prequel trilogy, the new trilogy.
So when you mean the that counts as three movies.
That's three movies, yeah.
Okay, so then yeah, just the original trilogy. Probably.
So we're still taking all three.
Yeah,
still taking all three.
Inception.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? Eyes Wide Shut, so I get the best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
Kubrick
okay.
and porno. What else is really good?
What about The Godfather? You're leaving The Godfather off.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to. Godfather, you can't go wrong with.
You almost seem like you don't want to take The Godfather.
No.
Okay.
But what Godfather? There's
which
three.
First yeah. one.
The I third think. One, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Hey, cuz. No,
think about it.
Shut
you get
up.
A drama, you get a comedy.
Wait, I don't think the people know. You have a really bad hatred for the third
I hate.
One.
Like, I hate
it's
Godfather
over
3.
The over the top. You
the
don't
best
like
part of Godfather 3 is where Sofia Coppola dies. I cheered. I was like, yes! Thank you! I couldn't stand. No, because, all right, so the incest thing aside, that's gross and weird. But the fact that they call each other cuz the entire time. Hey, cuz, shut up! Just call each other by your name! Doesn't that annoy anybody else? No?
Apparently I call my you. Cousins cuz.
Yeah, but for 2.5 straight hours?
But I'm not banging my cousins. So.
Yeah. I don't know, it just annoyed me. The whole movie.
Yeah, you like loathe the third one. You don't.
They didn't need a third one. It's like they're trying to be legitimate. It doesn't. It's not what The Godfather's about.
You know, Mike. Why don't you
Al Pacino?
Tell us how you truly feel.
Oh.
Why don't you let anything?
Oh, I just thought of another
back.
One.
What?
I have to bring Casino. I love Casino.
Okay.
I love Casino. That is one of my favorite movies. I could watch that all day on a loop.
You would take that over Goodfellas?
Personally, I love Casino more because I love the whole gambling aspect. So,
okay.
Like,
so
I love
you would
that.
Rank yes. Casino higher than Goodfellas?
I would, but okay. I get it from a film critical perspective. Goodfellas
right.
is obviously better.
Right.
But personally, I love Casino. It just deals with matter that I enjoy.
Gambling.
The inner workings of a casino and a mob-run casino and how they were able
okay.
to skim off the top. And I love Robert De Niro's character in that, Sam Ace Rothstein. That's just like you put an equal amount of blueberries
oh
in
my God.
Each muffin. That scene sells it for
the
me.
Blueberry
I love
clip.
That. Yeah.
What about you, John Bruno? What movies would you take?
An equal amount of blueberries.
Nobody movies. Else likes Pulp Fiction or Jurassic Park?
I do Reservoir Dogs. If Pulp Fiction's great, but Reservoir Dogs is what
really?
Started Quentin.
See, I would need something to keep me upbeat if I'm alone on an island with this magical DVD player.
Well,
that's
plays. Why I'm also bringing a Pixar movie, like Toy Story.
Yeah,
maybe
love
Wall-E.
Your Pixar.
I might bring
Wall-E.
Wall-E
is good, yeah.
I might bring Wall-E.
Or if you want to be super depressed, Up.
Up.
Yeah, that'll
where's my
depressed.
Balloon so I can get off this goddamn island? Or Toy Story 3.
Oh, Toy Story 3 is
well, they,
so good.
Oh, my God.
Don't
who
even get
cry?
Me
who didn't cry at Toy Story 3?
Soulless, heartless bastards. That's
yeah.
who.
Like John Bruno. Back to you, John Bruno.
I'm not going to lie, man. I went to see the movie with my younger cousins, and I was like...
You cried.
It was powerful.
It
you cried.
It choked you up,
you
man.
Cried.
It was powerful
you.
Stuff. I, there was,
admit it. You cried.
There was a big single man
you
tear.
You cried.
Yeah.
Admit it.
I admit it was a very emotional
no,
movie.
No, say you cried.
I teared up at Toy Story 3.
This is a very Chris moment.
You
yeah,
cried.
This is a Chris moment.
You cried.
God damn it, Chris.
Oh my God, stop.
Push it.
What I'm going to take a disc of Star Wars. I'm going to fucking snap it.
Wow.
You know what, Rich? Carrie Fisher died. There you go. How does that make you feel?
Wow.
Yeah.
That was cold.
She did die. Like, I mean, I'm
how
sad.
About you cry about that?
Yeah.
Don't pick on my Patriots fan over there.
Oh, is this what this is? The
this
Legion
is the Patriots
fans against me?
This is
me?
The Patriots
yeah,
Brotherhood,
you,
yeah.
You motherfuckers! The Patriots, LeBron Legion over here. Why do you come back on this podcast, you
in the name of the
bitch?
Patriots and the LeBron and the Lord of the Rings, as it was in the beginning,
oh,
is now.
Jesus Christ.
And forever
pour
shall
me a drink.
Be.
Pour me another drink.
Do you want the maple or do you want the real gin?
I don't mind the maple. Actually,
oh, the
that
maple
was
right. Disgusting.
Oh, that was terrible.
I didn't like that at all.
But
anyway, we cut off John Bruno talking about his movies.
Right.
JB movies.
Come on. I know you got Straight Out of Compton.
How about Man with the Iron Fist?
That is a good movie.
Right.
How about Man with the Iron Fist?
It is a good movie. Man with the Iron Fist is a must. Yes. It's a great movie.
I'm picking movies that he would like. The Naruto movie?
No. I would pick
Trolls.
Probably Step Brothers. I would pick. I'll be honest. I'm the kind of person where it's like you see one movie and you've seen it all. That's it. You don't got to see it again.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
You don't find that you learn other stuff from watching a movie multiple times, like Inception or The Godfather.
No.
You gotta see at least like
I
three
wouldn't
times.
Watch The Godfather again because it's like 4 hours long.
It's not.
I don't have
three.
4 hours to give to a movie that I've already seen.
That's kind of true, though. I have to side with John Bruno.
Wait,
on
to
that
be
one.
Fair, though, Casino's 4 hours.
Exactly.
Godfather's more like
that's
three.
That's how
Which
I feel
is why
about
I would tell Michael Wolf of Wall Street was a good movie, but I'm not gonna sit through it and watch it with him because it's 3 hours long.
What's her face is naked in it though.
I know that might.
Yeah,
Maggie
right. But
Roberts.
I'm not
going
to watch 3 hours
I've
of a movie to watch 2 minute
already.
Scenes of somebody naked.
Yeah, of course,
but if you're on an island,
you
would.
Mike,
we've been over this before.
Mike,
you don't need to watch the movie to see the scenes.
You just go to Mr. Skin, don't you? And you just search.
I have
Pornhub. What do you
other
sites?
Right. Yeah, you can do that too. All
I think you have to pay for that one, don't you,
Mr. Skin?
Yeah, Mr. Skin, you have to pay for.
Yeah.
Is it sad that we all know that?
No. We grew up in the age where this stuff was, like, prevalent. No, it's not sad at all. No.
Grew up in the age. It's still that age. I think it will never not be that age.
Yeah, honestly, what he says in Scrubs is true. If everyone took porn off the internet, there would only be one site left, and it would be Bring Back the Porn.
True.
Now that's an internet day of action we can get behind.
That was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
So I don't know. I thought that was, I thought it was a good time to break out that question. What would you bring on an island?
Do you want
to
make it tough? What miniseries or TV show would you bring? Like Netflix?
It's only one.
Only one. Because you know you could list off like three, and you could argue.
Oh, I got mine already. Seinfeld.
Oh yeah, that's right. Seinfeld.
You can watch any episode, anytime, any order, and it's just as good as the last. Either something like the Seinfeld or Office, I think would be perfect for. Because they're all very well. The Office, not so much, but they're mostly self-contained. You want something funny too?
I'd go with Mad Men. Seven
really?
Seasons, yeah. Seven seasons
on an island. You're gonna watch Mad Men?
Sure. I'm gonna get drunk anyway, so you might as well.
How are you gonna get drunk on an island?
Coconuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please tell me some booze washed up on the island.
Well, it depends how you crashed there.
Oh dear God! There's no booze. No, just kill
well,
me.
Well, if it was like a cruise, if it was like a cruise ship, yeah, there's booze. If you're like on a like a flight or something, there might not be booze.
Oh dear God, we're done.
Charles not having fun with the Jim Beam at all.
The actual Jim Beam by itself was worse than the maple. Oh my God! I actually like had a choke back vomit from that. Oh my God.
All right, well, during
I'm
the break,
so
we'll have to,
not
we'll have to
suit
get...
for drinking like this anymore. I'm so not like that.
During the break, we'll have to get something else then.
Yeah. Bruno, water. What TV show would you bring?
Can I have two?
No, one.
One. Only two.
Can I predict what you're going to say?
Two.
Is it Naruto?
Two.
It's Naruto.
Give me two.
No.
It's
give me
one.
Two.
No, one.
One.
Uno.
God damn it.
One.
Right. You already have the fucking comfy chair, you well, bitch.
Yeah, you already have the chair on the island.
It's a tie.
Son of a bitch.
You can't have a tie.
No, it's a
That's
tie.
American,
it's
right,
a
Mike?
Tie.
That's right. No ties allowed.
Well, guess what?
Ain't
there's
nobody
ties.
Got time for that.
No, you don't have time to watch two of them. It's only one.
Fine, then I'm picking Always Sunny.
Oh,
nice. Okay, very nice.
Nice, and representing the Philly roots. Damn it.
Okay,
I feel bad now. Yeah, we did. We all didn't choose like a Philly show.
Always Sunny is just not that funny to me, though.
Always Sunny.
It's hilarious.
I've only seen a few episodes, and I've really enjoyed it. But.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm one of those people, I don't find The Office funny.
Really?
And I've watched a lot
Office.
Of this.
So what you're telling me is you're not human.
Or I have good taste.
Oh.
Ooh.
It's probably not that.
Okay, so we
play the sound clip.
Fuck you, JB.
God damn it, where's my sound clip?
You got the comfy chair. You don't have a sound clip.
Yeah, you got the comfy chair.
Yeah, my ass is comfortable.
All right. So, all right.
Twaddle real quick. What's yours?
I guess I got to go with something real quick. I'll pick the one that I always fall asleep to. I'll pick Modern Family. Nine seasons. And
Modern Family is a good one.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Fuck you, JB.
Son of a bitch over here. Look at him.
Not bad. Interesting way to...
Fuck you, JB!
Well, that's an interesting way to end the main topic here in the Entertainment Entree. It's because it's time to do our second game of the podcast. And we're bringing back an oldie but a goodie. We haven't done this in a long while. It's time to bring back... Iron Sheik, love you, hate you.
You make me very, very mad. You eat the cheeseburger and smoke the crack? Because you suck Hulk Hogan and you suck Hulk Hogan ass.
Yes. The Iron Sheik is always active,
you know what?
On Twitter.
I think we need a drink to get through the Iron Sheik segment.
Yeah. Is it time for another drink?
Yeah, I think Twaddle already had his drink.
Okay.
I don't know.
Too over.
He's too over.
He's too
right.
over. Wow. Too over par for the course.
We'll drink. Me, Rich, and JB will drink.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys. To the Iron Sheik. Great, legendary Iron Sheik.
Woo. Whoa.
Oh. Yeah.
For some
rough,
odd reason, that
right?
one.
Was that so strong?
Woo.
Because it's Jim Beed.
That second one was, woo.
Yep.
That's exactly how you feel when you drink that.
Yeah. All right, so we are going to play Iron Sheik, Love You, Hate You. And this is a fun game because Iron Sheik is very active on Twitter, and I follow him religiously. So okay. I know his feelings on various topics.
Okay.
Honestly, I didn't think the Iron Sheik was still alive.
He probably shouldn't be with all the damage
leave it,
he's
leave
done.
It to
I guess
Rich.
I guess that makes sense because Hulk Hogan's still alive, so.
Yeah. So I have 15 topics here. Here's the game. I'm going to just do round robin.
Okay.
Left to right. Whatever topic you get, that's what you get.
What is round robin?
I have no idea. I don't think we're doing
it. You keep saying
it.
I have no idea what it is.
I don't think we're doing a traditional round
robin. I actually don't think I'm doing round robin. Whatever.
No, you're not.
The point is.
You're not. You're just picking people and asking them questions.
Yes. All right. I'm taking control of this one. Okay. And I'm going to go
it's about time. Everyone else really
it's
hot.
About time to control something.
It is really hot.
It's really yes. hot in here.
And we're going to go.
I turned down the air.
Okay. So here we go. Whether you like it or not.
Cold. What?
Yeah, it's what? Time. See, you're not paying
attention. Oh, yeah, we're good.
Here we go. Whether you like it or not.
Okay.
First topic, Mike, you're
okay.
left.
Yeah. Oh,
gosh. Mark Maron, the podcaster comedian. Does the Iron Sheik love him or hate him?
Who is that?
He's a famous podcaster comedian.
I would say that he hates him because Mark Maron represents comedy, represents fun stuff, represents America, and the Iron Sheik is not into comedy and fun stuff in America. I think he hates him.
No? He actually supported him.
Really?
In a tweet on July 9th, he said, quote, "God bless Mark Maron and his intelligent Jewish children." I don't think he's Jewish.
Okay.
Racist.
Good to know.
Next, Mike.
How dare
Chris.
You?
Chris.
Okay. So to make this interesting, Rich is Chris, John Bruno's Mike.
Right. Damn it.
Eric is Twaddle.
You're JB now, so now
I'm
that,
JB.
That
right.
hit it.
Fuck you, JB.
That means Michael now.
All right, now, JB, you're up. Your topic is New York Knicks. Does the Iron Sheik love or hate
doesn't
New York
know who
Knicks?
Iron Sheik is.
That's all right. It's a 50-50 guess.
I'm going to say he hates them.
Why does he hate them?
Because New York is very American.
What?
Yes.
New York is very American.
American, and it symbolizes, you know, the hustle
New
and
York,
bustle
New
of America.
What a hell
and he
of a
hates
town.
America.
The Bronx is
that's all I know about the Iron Sheik. He's very he hates America.
So your answer is against.
He's against.
You're actually right.
Wow.
Fuck you, JB.
Fuck you, JB.
That's technically you now.
Iron Sheik said on July 6th, quote, "The New York Knicks' new name should be New York Dead Dogs. They will play betters." All right. So
okay.
That's a point for JB.
What are we earning points for?
Twaddle, you're up. Your topic is the word shout out. Does the Iron Sheik love or hate the word shout out?
I think he fucking loves it.
Why does he love it?
Because in wrestling, all you do is do shout-outs. They're a bunch of showboaters. They love to make it all about themselves. So why wouldn't he love the shout-out?
No! What? The Iron Sheik said in a Twitter post July 6th.
The only person who got a point is the one who's like, we're doing
formal protest.
He said in a tweet on July 6th, quote, shout out to all the fucking jabronis that use the word shout out. Please go fuck yourself.
That's good. That's good use of the word shout out.
Yeah.
All right.
The word fuck.
Mike, you're up.
Yes.
How does Iron Sheik feel about the Top Gun sequel?
Oh,
or against?
He hates it. Nobody wants the Top Gun sequel. Not even Iron Sheik would want the Top Gun sequel. I guarantee you he hates it.
You're absolutely right. He said in a post on June 30th, quote, Top Gun 2 suck worse than Hulk Hogan. Please go fuck yourself forever 3. I don't think he understands.
Forever 3?
Yeah, I don't think he understands how sequels work.
No, I don't think so.
But you got a point. Good job,
all right,
Mike.
I'm on the board.
John Bruno, you're up. Your topic, LeVar and Lonzo Ball. Does the
He
Iron
hates him because everybody hates him.
That simple?
Hates them. Sorry.
All
hates
right.
Them. Who's
and
them?
Let's see if you are correct. Yes, you are.
Son of a bitch.
He said in a post on June 22nd, quote, Lonzo, you need to pay your dues before you talk jabroni, and LeVar, I find you so I break your fucking neck. So there
he
you
loves
go.
The word jabroni, that's for sure.
Jabroni.
Twaddle.
One of the questions, does he like the word jabroni?
You know, jabroni's actually someone who throws a fight.
I'm going to look it up.
You're right.
I thought you were making fun of me for a second.
I just yawned right in the microphone.
Twaddle, you're up. Your topic.
That's the most unprofessional thing I've done on the podcast in 4 years.
Your topic, Twaddle, is Bob Dylan. Does he love or hate Bob Dylan?
I'm going to say he hates Bob Dylan.
Why does he hate Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan music.
Can I steal
sucks?
A point?
It's Twaddle's topic. Why does he hate Bob Dylan?
Because Bob Dylan makes crappy music. I never even listened to a Bob Dylan song. I'm sorry.
Really?
Me. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't listened to many either.
No, you are wrong.
I hate this game.
I like this game. I'm winning.
winning.
Iron Sheik said on May 24th, quote, Bob Dylan, the Iron Sheik, we the same people. Excellent. Mike.
Just smell it.
Yeah.
Just smell it.
You're up. Mike.
Yes. Mike,
your topic is
so strong.
Mike, pay attention.
What?
Pay attention, Mike. Your topic is the G20 summit.
Oh, come on!
Does the Iron
Mine was
Sheik
fucking Bob Dylan? Who
the does the Iron Sheik love or hate the G20 summit?
He hates it because I don't think. Where is he from? Iran?
Yeah,
he's Iran. Probably isn't at the G20, so he probably hates the G20.
Yes!
Yeah, that was a softball.
Fuck you guys.
How come his ringer was so long?
I don't know.
Because it was extra special.
The Iron Sheik said on May 20th, quote, only person that can talk the foreign policy is me because I can suplex the earth. So, Mike, point for you there. Bruno, you're up. Your topic is specifically the Twitter user Carter JVW, who famously asked Wendy's for free chicken McNuggets. Does the Iron Sheik love or hate this Twitter user?
He hates that Twitter user because any bitch who asks for free nuggets
any jabroni
is very cheap. And he's a jabroni. Exactly.
You're right. He said on a
he's
post.
He's killing this game.
I know. He doesn't even know who the Iron Sheik is.
I am the Iron Sheik.
He said on a post May 9th, quote, let me know when I can find you so I can break your fucking neck and retweet your jabroni nuggets up your ass.
Wow.
He's an angry individual.
He really is. He should see somebody about that.
He should. Maybe Hulk Hogan.
Okay, Twaddle. Let's.
I gotta get a point. I
we gotta
do
get
this.
You on the board
I
here.
I gotta get me on the board here.
Your topic is Kenny G, the famous saxophone musician. Does the Iron Sheik love or hate
yes,
Kenny
does.
G?
I'm gonna go with John Bruno. Yes, he loves the saxophone.
Why?
Because it's a nice, soothing sound, and the Iron Sheik is an angry man, but he has a heart of gold inside.
Yes! Right! He said in a Twitter post May 2nd, quote, don't you ever fuck with the real legend that is Kenny G. So obviously,
but in all honesty, if you like Kenny G, there's something wrong with you.
I don't know. Take that up with Iron Sheik. Mike,
Your category is specifically the Achievement for Production Design Oscar.
What is that?
Does he love or hate specifically the Achievement for Production Design Oscar?
I don't know.
Can we explain what that is later on?
Achievement for
Production. How about right now? What is that?
It's a type. It's one of the Oscar awards that they win for production design. It's the best I can describe it right now.
I'm losing the ability to type.
I keep. Like, and I'm mixing every drink.
Mike, this is supposed to be a lightning round.
Recognizes, he loves it because why not?
No, you gotta give me a better reason
than that. Because I have no idea. I feel like he would be ambivalent towards this, just completely, just, what? He likes design, Drumbrino says.
So your answer is he supports it?
Because he likes design, yes.
No.
You led me wrong, JB.
Nope.
I want to win.
The Iron Sheik is against it. He said in a post on February 26th, quote, "Fuck the achievement in production design. The Oscars should go to just shut the fuck up."
Don't know how that works. Right. Just an angry person.
Bruno, your topic is Cupid. Does he?
I like how the further we get along, Rich gets louder and louder. Yeah. Bruno,
does he love or hate Cupid?
He hates him because he's made up.
That simple. That simple.
Yeah.
You're actually right.
What the hell?
He said in a Twitter post on February 14th, quote, "Fuck the Cupid forever. I put him in the camel clutch suplex and make him humble. Hashtag Valentine's Day."
What the fuck are we doing?
I don't know, but I love it.
Twaddle. Tom Brady. Does he love Tom Brady? Does the Iron Sheik love Tom Brady?
Jumper is saying yes, but I'm going to... I'm going to say no because he's a cheater.
No!
I should have listened.
He said, quote, on February 5th, "No matter what Tom Brady can tell anyone, they can go tell him to go fuck themselves. The Tom Brady have the sex tonight. Hashtag Super Bowl."
You know, he's been in this country for like 30 years. You think he would know how to speak?
I think he's actually English, though, isn't he? He's not really Iranian.
No, he's from Iran. Yeah.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Used to compete in wrestling in Iran.
I'm not trying to bash anybody, but like, you at least type on Twitter correctly. Like, that makes no sense.
What do
you
say,
the
Tom Brady, the sex?
The Tom Brady? Or unless that's a character he's going into.
The Tom Brady.
The Tom Brady.
What was the last line? The Tom Brady?
Definitely have the sex tonight.
Have the sex tonight.
Yep. All right, last round.
The sex.
The sex.
Last round. Here we go. Mike.
Okay.
Well, I'm not winning this.
Your topic, Andy Dalton. Support or against? Quarterback for the Bengals.
Yeah. No. I think he doesn't like him because Andy Dalton always messes up in the playoffs, and he feels like Andy Dalton should do better with all the talent he has.
And he's a firecracker.
You're right.
That's probably what Jumper said, though.
His Twitter post on January 26th, quote, "Andy Dalton fucking sucks. The Chester Cheetah, the Cheeto play better than that Jabroni." Bruno.
Okay.
Okay.
Is JB perfect?
You're going for a perfect
wow.
shot.
Are you kidding me?
Damn it, you messed it up.
Your then topic
don't mention the perfect game.
That was my point. That was my goal.
Your topic, Winnie the Pooh. Does the Iron Sheik love or hate Winnie the Pooh?
He loves Winnie the Pooh.
Why?
Because he eats honey, he's happy, and his shirt doesn't cover his stomach.
What?
Come on, do it.
No!
No!
No! He said in a Twitter post January 18th, quote, "I wish I break his fucking neck just once."
Why?
I don't know.
Who hates Winnie
All
the
right,
Pooh?
You know what? I liked the guy before this, but Winnie the Pooh, that's
yeah.
I mean, that's really hostile towards Winnie the Pooh. He's like the most beloved character.
I know, really. He's just a bumbling bear eating honey, man.
Did you ever see those memes on the internet where he's like praising Satan?
No. What?
It's like Winnie the Pooh praising Satan.
All right, well, while Mike searches that up, Twaddle, last one, your last topic.
Hit me, baby.
Actor Jeffrey Tambor, the actor from Arrested Development and Transparent. Does he like this actor?
Yes, because he loves Arrested Development.
Yes!
Yay!
Iron Sheik said in a post on January 8th, quote, "I swear to Jesus, if Jeffrey Tambor doesn't win, I will suplex my fucking TV. Hashtag Golden Globes." All right, final score, Twaddle, 2 points. Mike, 3 points. Ja Bruno, 4 points. He wins.
Ooh, yeah.
He knows the Iron Sheik. Congratulations. There you go.
Good job, JB.
Who is the Iron Sheik?
He's a wrestler.
He's a famous wrestler.
All right. I know him.
He's an Iranian wrestler?
He said this.
"Because you suck, Hulk Hogan. And you suck Hulk Hogan ass.
So there you go. And that is, simply put, how you play the Iron Sheik, love you, hate you. I thought that was a pretty good game. I thought that was
I thought that was entertaining.
Yeah.
I did like it, even though I got so many
wrong. I'm watching Winnie the Pooh worship Satan right now.
All right. Well, on that note, I think we're going to need to take a break because we all need to watch Winnie the Pooh worshiping Satan. But don't go anywhere because coming up next, we got some odd news coming your way. And there is a returning segment. Yes, I didn't tell Mike either.
Oh, I'm really interested now.
Yeah, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Tony Gaga. You got a podcast? You got to go to the podcast I go to. I'll get you this podcast for $2. That's the Crispy Noodle Podcast for $2.
Get the party jumping. Keep the hotties humping. I like them thick and juicy, so don't Pilate nothing. Drinking too much, Lou, you might be karate punching. Or at the back of the club attending the naughty luncheon. Satin Kool-Aid gives you hella 151. November dog, so run, kitty, run. We gon' drink it until we dumb, diddy, dumb, bum, biddy, bum. Here comes the city, come, so give me some.
Oh, yeah, we're back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Special request from JB and Twaddle. Hope you guys like that.
This is like Crispy Noodle After Dark, right?
Yeah,
here.
That's right. We are forging new territories.
The booze is flowing free. We listen to the rap.
Yeah.
Filters are off. Why are you laughing?
We're listening to rap? We are in, yeah.
Can I just say, well,
like, rap is like this bad thing that you can only listen to when you're
drunk. In my defense, in 220 episodes, we've never listened to anything that hardcore on the show.
Probably not, no.
No, we haven't.
I'm going to blast that shit on my way home.
There you go, perfect time.
Because we usually were, quote-unquote, family-friendly, but...
PG-13.
Right. A hard PG-13,
oh,
but...
Oh, what the schnickles.
Exactly.
Right.
Sugar honey iced tea.
That's what we usually have to play by.
Shut the front door.
But this is uncensored.
Now we just don't give a fucking
uncensored.
Damn.
Uncensored.
Uncensored noodle.
Thank you for joining us on this uncensored noodle edition. That'll be after the podcast.
Okay. I'm going to bed after the podcast.
You might not want to do that. You might want to stay awake. Actually, guard yourself.
I'm going to stay awake. Never mind.
Yes. Go to sleep after the podcast.
Exactly.
That was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
Is he saying nastiness?
Yes.
Okay.
He's saying some nastiness, yeah.
What did you think he was saying?
I don't know.
That was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
Okay. Did you think he was saying nasty ass?
Nasty ass.
Why is everybody doing a different accent?
All right, yeah. We got to get back to track here.
Well, one more shot, right?
Yeah, this is one more shot time, right?
Yep.
All right.
This is who we cheering to this time.
Actually, we got some long words and Florida.
Okay.
So, toast to
long words in Florida.
Long words in Florida.
May they always stay long in Florida.
Yes. Thank you.
May Cheers. We all stay long in Florida.
Yes. Cheers. Woo.
That was Southern Comfort?
Ah!
That was like 10 times as bad as Jim Beam. Jim Beam was disgusting. If anybody out there likes Jim Beam, you guys are crazy. Might as well drink gasoline.
Yeah!
Coming at you, yeah!
Coming at you, yeah!
Oh my god, what just happened?
We're gonna kidnap Judy. Coming at you, yeah!
Wait, what?
I dropped the fucking words again. God damn it!
Alright, so we're gonna
Speaking
play...
Speaking of which...
Yeah, we're gonna play this game first.
Yeah, so this is actually a reprisal of one of our favorite games. Not really a game, more of just a challenge. Way back, I think in episode 23, we had a segment in which we... they're so distracting.
Keep going. This is your game, Mike.
This is my game. We had a segment in which we tried to pronounce the longest words in each language. And we had a fun time of it doing it sober. Now that we had a few drinks in us, I thought it would be a good time to revisit it and see just how capable we are of pronouncing the longest words in each language.
Yes. How do you want to play this game, Mike?
Okay. So the first one up, though, is this word. I'll play the original, and then we'll all take a try at saying it, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Here's the first long word.
Nejneobhospodařovávatelnějšímu.
Okay. So, Rich, do you want to go first, try and say this word? Then try and guess what language and the definition. I gave you a sheet of languages and definitions.
Nijino Posoto. I get the Mizzou at the end.
Yeah.
Nijino Posoto Vavar.
Good enough.
Zimu.
You okay there? Let's hear the real word one more time.
Shimu.
Nežnio bospodarovava telenajzimu.
Zimu.
Zimu. JB.
Nežnobrosopodarovava telenajzimu.
Excellent. Twaddle.
Nežni obožda ovavatas nishnmevu.
There you go.
Excellent.
Brilliant. So does anybody know what that word is?
It is...
Nežni obhospodařovávatelnějšímu.
It's the check to the least farmable one. Farmable. I can't even speak English right now.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah?
It is check, and it means to the least farmable one.
So we have that one. Okay. What's next?
Next, we have a classic, the longest word in English. We should all be able to say this. Anti-disestablishmentarianism is
I
the
can't
longest word
say that
in English.
Well, yeah, this one's fine. I like this one.
Well, you say it.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Okay.
I can say that one.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism. Nope.
Good enough.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Woo!
There you go. And that is the opposition for the disestablishment of the Church of England as a state church.
Yeah,
however,
fuck it.
Fun fact, Merriam-Webster says that doesn't count as the longest word because there's only three cited examples of it being used in their 100-year record.
Well,
but
there's a fourth
used,
one.
Though. What the hell?
It's used as an example
well,
of long
that's wrong.
Words.
There's a fourth one now.
What's a fourth one now?
There's
the
a fourth
crispy
example.
Noodle.
Right here. Crispy
right here?
Noodle Podcast
yes.
2017.
There you go. There
boom.
You go, Merriam-Webster. Get it in.
Suck it.
Suck it.
Get it in your dictionary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never used your dictionary in the last 3 years.
Or
you never
four
used
years?
This dictionary?
I
Not
never.
In the last 3 years.
When was the last time you used a dictionary, period? You just Google shit now.
Probably
that's
college.
True.
That was pretty much the last time. Yeah, now it's all Google. As far
well,
as I...
Well, Google cites from Merriam-Webster.
Well, Merriam-Webster can suck
someone...
my dick. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Jesus.
We're all just trying
wow.
to have fun right. here, Chris. Relax.
Yeah,
come on, Chris.
Yeah,
that is such a Chris move.
That was a Chris move, yeah.
That was a real Chris move.
Put Chris away again.
God, we can't even have a podcast.
We just can't have nice things.
I know.
It's Chris. All right,
Michael, would you draw?
Fuck you, JB.
Jimmy doesn't remember that you called him Mike earlier.
Yeah.
Draw a random word.
He does it. Look at
pass
him.
It
he's
around.
So confused.
All right, twaddle, draw a random word. These are special words that you guys will have to say. Chosen
saying,
at random.
Are we saying this one?
That one's for last.
Can I read it backwards and upside down?
No.
I'm pretty sure it'd make more sense.
Okay, so JB will go first. I'll play the sound effect for his word. You ready, JB? Here's a sound.
Let me say it first.
No. Here's how it sounds regularly.
Kindergarten was onvoorbereidingswerkzaamheden.
They even have a hard time saying
yeah.
it. Did you hear them pause
that
in there?
Count.
Yeah. Well, let's hear JB say it.
Kinder Carnival.
Kinder?
So.
Kim Kardashian?
Po Chartovo Bari Ninjings Warnikings and.
Oh my God, he's still going.
Plan.
Plan?
Excellent.
Do you have any idea what that is?
I think that's a 90% match right there.
Yeah, I think that's pretty close.
I'm going to say it's Swedish, because Swedish people are kind.
Wrong. It's actually Dutch. It means for...
Damn it!
For preparation activities planned for a children's carnival procession.
Kindergarten was onvoorbereidingswerkzaamheden.
All right.
Yeah.
I wish I knew the scenarios that these words were actually invented. Like, what the hell was happening with
they're
that?
They're very highly specific words.
Yeah, exactly.
Twaddle, what'd you get? Okay, that's a good one. Do you want to give it? You want to hear it first, or you want to say it first?
I'll say it first.
Okay,
I'm gonna say specially Jabraksky si plan Lajinsky stas. I don't know why I keep putting a Russian accent on this. Tavilisin just piodi. I'm gonna say it's
not English.
I'm gonna say it's Slovenian for ENT medical practice.
No, I'm sorry. It's Danish for period of plan stabilizing for a specialist doctor's practice. Yeah, they're very long words. Rich?
Meg Zintelli
Nutella?
Nutella.
This is really the reason why I created this segment.
It's just for Rich?
It's just for Rich, yeah.
Meg.
Shut up, Meg.
Yeah, shut up, Meg. Meg Zintelli.
Shut up, Chris.
Shut up! Meg Zintelli.
Hurry up, Rich!
Zintelli dessert.
Did I hear dessert?
Durka.
Durka.
All I heard was Megan and dessert.
Megan dessert. Yeah,
Megan Shut dessert. Up, Meg Chris
That's
dessert.
The word. Megan dessert. That's what I'm going with.
All right, you want to hear it pronounced for real?
Yeah.
All right,
this
here
horrible
we go.
Word.
Ready?
Ah, Meg is Kirk.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And that is Hungarian for... For your continued behavior as if you could not be desecrated.
Yeah! I can't be desecrated.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
It means
that doesn't
make
any sense.
I'm invincible. That's what it means.
So your continuing behavior as if you can't be desecrated.
Right. I'm invincible.
Oh, so you can't be.
So that's like if you were to finish all these bottles, but you wouldn't think you would die.
Right. You're
desecrated. Desecrated is safe for like holy things. So what? You can't be like. Brought down a peg, or you can't be like made unholy.
Maybe both.
No matter how bad you act, that
right. I am perfect.
Wow, the ego on Rich right now.
You are so Chris. Lucky Chris. We're in Mike's kitchen. Because if we were at a bar, I would definitely throw something at you.
I am perfect.
I am perfect.
All right, this is the word I got. It's
yeah. Put on your little mouthpiece there, JJ.
Precipita volumente. Precipita volumente.
Velocity? Velocity, mentale.
Precipita volissime volmente.
That's Italian for in a way like someone or something that acts very hastily.
I want to call shenanigans. I think Mike gave himself the easy word.
No,
yeah,
actually,
I think so.
Nobody got the easiest word. You want to see this word? You're going to be upset that you didn't draw this word. It's like a third of the length of your word.
Otorhinolaryngologia.
There you go. That's it. That's Slovenian for ENT. There you go. All right. Now comes the big one. This is the longest word.
Like in
ever.
Human history?
I think in ever. You guys want to hear
ever.
It?
Yes.
Spårvagnsaktiebolagschefsmutsare fackföreningspersonalbeklädnad.
That's bullshit.
She says it with like such confidence. She's like, duh, this is how you say
it. Duh, yeah, obviously.
This is bullshit.
All right, ready?
That's literally what it means. This is bullshit.
You guys, I printed this on paper that was like sideways. It takes up the entire length of the paper. That's how long this word is.
Wait, yep. So a normal sheet of paper is what, 8 by 11? So
yeah, so it's 11 inches
so
long.
So 11 inches long.
This word is as long as a ruler.
Hey, so what's 13 inches in white?
Nothing. Oh, shit.
Okay.
All right, then. Sparavagan.
Who wants to do another shot?
Sparavagan sack.
That was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
Sparavagan sakti bolagas. Sen summut smugget for falcon super personal beklädnad.
Nah, you have it wrong.
What did you say?
You have it wrong.
I have it wrong?
Yeah.
What's the correct pronunciation?
All right, this is the official.
This is the official pronunciation?
Yeah, all right. Take it from me.
Okay, I'm ready.
This is the official one.
Sparvin sakti bolagasi smut zituf and fucking foreign so the personnel burka didad.
That actually wasn't bad.
Wow.
Wow.
No, you fucking said it wrong. It's my turn. This is how you honestly say it. Sparvajnaski apti bolasnas ken smut sikata fakfun zitpursnal bekladandra.
There you go.
Excellent.
JB.
Sparvag.
Fuck you, JB.
Sparvangagagbogborgi.
What the fuck are you, that Muppet chef?
I give up.
He sounded like the chef from the Muppets.
Rot, rot, rot.
Oh, fuck. What did he sound like?
That beaker guy.
Duck, duck, duck. I forget what he said, how the guy sounded. All right. Oh, two shots ahead of everybody.
There you go. The longest words.
That was Swedish. Let me give you the definition of this. Let me see if you can break this down. The supply for uniforms to the personnel of the track cleaners union of the tramway company. That's bullshit.
I hate that. I hate it because there's what caused that word to be created? It's terrible.
I have no idea.
Like
the supply of uniforms.
Like, yeah, exactly. In Sweden, is the supply for the uniform for the track cleaners that big that you have to create a word? Like, emoji is now a word. Like, that had to be created. Like,
right.
This had to be created.
Yeah, there was a big enough need for it. Like, there were so many uniforms being dropped off. They said, we need a word for uniforms being delivered.
Mike, get this fucking word out of my face.
Yeah. I think that's a good
Toto's
way.
Toto's legitimately upset at these words.
I hate it.
I think that's a good way to end this segment. So there you go. The longest words, redone, done. Now let's move on to the final part of the show. It's time to go over some odd news. What episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast would be without the non-fortune cookie odd news?
We've been talking about cool and its ramifications and how it applies to the hip scene. But maybe you could give us some examples now of the opposite of cool, uncool. Just exactly what is uncool?
My nipples look like milk duds.
Holy shnikes.
It's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news.
It's not of this world. I don't know exactly what it is or what it's doing, but this is not human intelligence, okay? It's not human intelligence we're facing!
How you doing? Me? I'm doing great.
Mandada bastata. I don't make this stuff up.
I'll take a pound of nuts.
That's a lot of nuts! That'll be $4, baby! You want fries with that?
I've seen the celery dance across the baseball fields.
You had me at meat tornado.
No, go past this. Past this part. Never play this again.
Okay. what does that mean?
And now it's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news.
So sit back, get everything you need to get from the kitchen. Be sure and empty the bladders. Go to the bathroom because you're in for a hell of a ride.
Woo! Odd news.
All right. So as fuck me.
Wow, so, all right.
For those of you that don't know, I completely forgot what I was supposed to say.
I haven't been drinking that much, Mike.
It's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news. For those of you that don't know, here in the non-fortune cookie odd news, Rich researches the news, he reads the news, and I react to the news.
Is it time to do another shot?
It's time to do another shot.
Yeah, it's time
something
to do
about
shot.
Going down some wacky and crazy paths.
Yeah, so he finds these stories, keeps them hidden for me. So I don't know what's about to happen. You guys don't know what's about to happen. And even Rich doesn't know what's about to happen because these stories always take us down weird and wacky paths. And I think we should take one last shot.
One last shot.
For the odd news. A toast to the Crispy Noodle and to odd news.
Excellent.
And to all of us here on the Crispy Noodle Cocktail Hour.
Yeah.
Evening.
2 hours.
2 hours. Three hours. Who knows how long.
Cocktail party.
Nope. My shots are getting smaller and smaller by the minute. There we go.
Yeah. Salud, everyone. Salud. Oh, woo-hoo.
Okay.
How's anyone an alcoholic? That shit is terrible.
You know what? And a special treat.
Legit, if alcohol tastes like iced tea, I would be an alcoholic. But that is just not enjoyable.
But I feel good right now.
I feel sleepy.
Well, you won't be because I got a couple of Florida stories here for you guys.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
Let's do this one right off the bat here. This one is straight to the point. All right. A Florida man who stripped off his clothes outside a Florida motel simply told police that, guess what? I get naked when I get really happy or sad.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
There was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
47-year-old John Gill was arrested Wednesday morning after disrobing on the sidewalk outside Kenwood Village in St. Petersburg, Florida. The unemployed John Gill is residing at the motel. Police allege that Gill exited his room and spotted, quote, multiple people sitting outside their rooms at the same motel, including children. That's when he allegedly dropped his shorts and exposed his naked body.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
You said this is in front of kids?
Yeah, unfortunately. That's not why, good. That's why cops were called immediately to the scene.
I'm sorry. Isn't this America? We can land a freedom?
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
When did we go to, you know, fuck us?
You know what?
Whatever country.
It's that time of night.
A suppressive Chinese government where we can't walk around naked.
There you
okay?
go. Well, when the cops were called, that's when they asked Gil what he was doing. And that is when he said, quote, I just get really naked when I get happy or really sad.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Wait, happy or sad?
Right. Apparently,
I'm so depressed.
You know what? I'm happy right now. No.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, my God.
Bruno,
no.
Oh, dear God. Help us.
But, like,
oh,
sad.
My God, why is it winking at me?
Hey there.
Hey there.
I think Donald's broken.
Well,
I
anyway,
think he's coming back.
Gil was charged with indecent exposure and obstruction. He's being held on the local county jail on misdemeanor charges. So, unfortunately, that excuse won't fly. Happy or sad? Nope.
Sorry, I apologize.
There it goes.
Here goes the words.
Here's another Florida story here for you.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy. Oh, my God.
So, Florida has a lot of weird stories, obviously. Yeah. But this one, wow, I don't think you could write this any better for the crispy noodle, because even by Florida standards, random meat packages falling from the sky is weird.
Sausages!
Nice.
4 a.m. on Saturday morning this weekend, a 15-pound bag of frozen pork sausages landed on the Deerfield Beach.
Sausages!
Did it land on anybody?
Luckily, no. It landed on the home of Travis Adair and his family. Adair said Thursday that the package hit his roof with a big bang. He thought it was thunder, but they went outside and found two bundles of meat sausages next to the house.
Sausages!
Christmas came early, folks.
Yeah.
No sausages. No sausages! No. No sausages! Sausages!
Timmy, what did Santa leave you for Christmas? Sausage!
Yay!
He just pulled sausage links out of the stocking.
Best Christmas ever!
Could you imagine having, like, an argument right at that moment? Like, I swear to God, if this happens, it's just, boom, sausages land. Win, like, every argument after that.
His son, Austin, also found three more on his side of the roof.
Jesus. What was dropping meat out of the sky?
Yeah, what happened?
The FAA has no immediate comment as of right now. Labeling on the package shows that it belonged to a man named Jim Williams,
what?
Who lives 170 miles away in Miaka City, which is a rural town of 6,300 residents.
It's made out of humans, and he's just trying to get the fuck rid of it.
Williams, who owns a company that prepares fields for planting, said that he did buy some pigs for some children at a county fair.
What?
But he kept much of the meat and gave some away. And he has no idea how any of it ended up on the Adair's roof.
He's so not, confused.
He's not a pilot, and he doesn't own a plane, nor does he transport his meat products.
Trebuchet. You know,
yeah, how did the meat...
Empires, they're wanting the sausages.
Just throwing that shit.
How did the meat get there?
Sausages!
Build Trebuchet.
Oh my god.
It will cost you 1,000 sausage links.
Sausages!
Yeah, how did
you know they're superior
get
to catapults?
Are they?
I don't know. That's a thing online. I don't know if they are or not.
But as of right now, there's no answer. So the FAA is saying no comment, and
well, it had to come from somewhere.
Nobody is owning up to it.
What if it's God trying to, you know, solve the world hunger crisis, but he's not very good at it?
He's just dropping raw pork
out of
on
all
people.
The places in the world. You started Florida. You couldn't, you know, choose like Africa or
yeah.
Twaddle's already blowing into the breathalyzer.
Hey, look, I'm the legal limit, 0.08.
Nice.
There you go. Let's go to another Florida story.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
All right, Twaddle, you gotta enjoy this one, because this is ooh. Yeah, this is
a good
this one.
One's for you, apparently.
I feel special.
A woman who only told cops that, quote, she was the million-dollar hoe was arrested last night in a prostitution sting.
There's the million-dollar man. Always it's his way.
Yeah.
So she's single?
I guess so. She's, if you have $1 million... cops charged.
Well, wait a second. I don't think there's any such thing as $1 million hoe in Florida.
Yeah.
Not in Florida, no.
No. I think they top out about $50 down there.
cops charged that 49-year-old Deborah Tomes approached an undercover cop who was behind the wheel of an auto car parked in Fort Pierce, Florida. After asking the officer if he wanted a date, Tomes entered the vehicle at 8:45 p.m. Once inside, Tomes said that, quote, I'm the million-dollar hoe.
Money, 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 money.
Maybe 75 if she has all her teeth.
Yeah, all the teeth, that's important.
That's all that's important.
That's, yeah, that's a must, I think.
Guess what? According to her... according to her Craigslist page, she says that her services only cost, quote, $40.
Wow.
So wait a minute. She's lying.
Yeah, that's false advertising.
That's bullshit.
I demand a refund.
Maybe her vagina is like worth $1 million or something. You know, like how people get their like legs insured, like professional athletes get their legs insured for $1 million.
She got her vagina insured for
$1 million. Maybe, you don't know. Maybe this girl's like vagina is like the best vagina ever.
There was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
If it was the best ever, she wouldn't be charging $40 for it.
Supply and demand.
Yeah. The
economics
stock,
101, Mike. Come on.
The stock
damn.
Of Deborah's vagina went down, apparently, the last couple of years. When Tomes subsequently lifted her dress and exposed her vagina, that's when the undercover cop made the arrest. She was booked into the county jail where she's being held on $3,750 bond.
Short of $1 million.
Very specific. Yeah. I always notice how you love those specific numbers.
You know, what surprised me is these people put this stuff on Craigslist. The cops know. Like,
cops are going to see it, yeah.
Like, you kind of have to, like, wonder if they just turn a blind eye to most of it. And, like occasionally we'll catch one, but most of them, fuck it, we'll just let it go.
I mean...
And they're doing a service for, you know, people.
Yeah, they're doing a service, exactly. They're helping people out.
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
I think it should just be legal.
Yeah, why not?
It makes it safe. You can tax it.
You know, like, in all honesty, if they did that with a lot of stuff, like, the United States would be a lot better. Like, you know...
Look at Amsterdam, man.
Well, even... Like, not even Amsterdam, but, like, if you look at Colorado... Sorry, I paused because the music started playing. Yeah. Colorado is, like, booming now because
of
the marijuana.
Colorado's loving it right now.
Yeah, I know. Like, maybe the government should just say, fuck it, and do it.
Everybody's got a price.
There's lots of countries in Europe that they just, that's their philosophy. They're just like, fuck it, just let people do what they want. Tax the shit out of it. Make a lot of money. Keep it safe, because if you have to go to some, like, reputable dealer who's keeping it clean, who's keeping it safe, you can't buy more than a certain amount at a time, like, it makes sense.
Yeah, not to, like, get too serious about this whole thing, but yeah, it's true. It's going to take, like, a lot of power away from the drug dealers. And
oh, yeah.
Even, like...
Violent crime would drop. I feel like all of a sudden we became like a semi-serious. That's what happens when it gets to be 1:30 and you're like 8 or 9 shots into the evening.
But if you made prostitution legal, you can make it like, you make sure the
girls are clean.
Right, exactly.
And, like, they're being treated well and all this stuff. Like, it could be, like, a legitimate business.
Well, Nevada has it.
The Bunny Ranch and all that stuff.
I think I'm just going to move to Nevada.
Yeah, let's go to Vegas. Raiders are moving there. Why not?
Actually, there's no prostitution allowed in Vegas.
Yeah, no, it's
good. Oh, it's outside
it's only
of Vegas.
In...
It's outside the city, yeah.
Outside
yeah.
the city limits.
Like, so you have to go in the middle of the desert.
Reno?
I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Is it allowed in Reno? I have no idea.
I think so, yeah. I think that's where the Bunny Ranch is. Isn't it in Reno? I think.
They used
to
be an HBO show.
I know there used to be an HBO show. You're asking like I've been there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But,
come on, weren't you just there earlier?
By the way, John Bruno, how do you feel about the whole thing? You're just kind of falling asleep
there. He's just leaning back in his chair.
I'm very comfortable in my chair. I'm listening to
Wouldn't you like to have a nice legal hooker there with you?
A nice clean hooker? And then you know what? It
wouldn't have to worry about
girls
getting arrested.
Go to college,
yes,
too.
They make tons of money doing
that. Strippers do it.
Exactly. A lot of strippers are using it to go to college.
Go to college.
And then we can have them on the podcast.
What? Air quotes, go to college.
Yeah, no, I've been to too many strip clubs. That's the thing. I'm putting my way through college.
It's like, you're 45.
You're 45, and you're slurring your words, and you got a little bit of coke underneath your nose. You're not going to college anytime soon.
By the way, it's Mound Hoos, Nevada, which is outside Carson City, so I'm wrong. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Didn't want to provide false information.
In case any of our listeners were
right, just
about
in case.
JB is legit falling asleep.
All right. Well, guess what? We're gonna.
It's 1:30.
We're almost gonna call it a night.
This
here.
Is like the latest I've ever been up.
We are done.
That can't be true.
No, it's not. But still,
we are done the regular odd news.
Yeah, you have. I heard you had a special for
but
us.
But there's a special I want to bring back, and I think it's appropriate just for right now and just for us in this special occasion. Because
are you molesting that microphone?
I'm molesting this microphone?
Yes. Well, you know. Maybe you need to take a page out of these people's playbooks because, folks, we are going to bring back. It is time for The Strangest Misconnections Part 2.
Oh, my God. I love this.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is one of my favorite segments of all time.
Yes.
They have no idea what's about to happen.
Right. So do you know what misconnections are?
Nope.
Okay. So on Craigslist, there's a portion of the website called Misconnections. And apparently,
it's always like we met in the line at Starbucks and you ordered a baguette. And I was like, oh, I love baguettes. Let me give you my hot and fresh baguette. And they're always like, oh, we could have connected. That's what misconnections
are. If you were too shy.
Stop. I'm getting too turned on by that story.
Oh, jeez.
If you were too shy to introduce yourself to a girl right then and there, you would post a situation of what happened
to
you.
Well, a girl or a guy. It could go.
Or a guy. It could go the other way.
Because girls post too, I think.
Yeah. You would write what happened, and then it would be in the hopes of maybe that person sees and says, oh, that was me, and then gets into contact with you.
Okay, yeah, no, I kind of see, yeah.
It's a connection that was missed.
You know, that happens. That happens every now. Like, damn, man, if I just said this to that girl,
right,
we would
exactly.
be together.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you turned and looked at me, and we shared a glance.
I stared at you creepily for 5 minutes.
Well,
you
yeah, unfortunately,
over.
I tried to catch a quick glimpse of...
I tried
you're
to touch your hair, but you moved away.
Well, apparently we have 6 instances where people took it a little too far. So I'd like to read a couple, if that's all right, for our way
misconnection.
For our way to close out the show, I think. I think it's appropriate.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's do it.
We haven't done this in a while, so here we go.
I loved the segment the first time.
The strangest,
I'm surprisingly sober, and it's annoying.
The Strangest Misconnections Part 2. First one is Florida.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
All right. Girl, you had that ass. It was a store. I think it was a Target. Maybe a Lowe's. I can't seem to remember. But damn, I was focusing on that ass. That's all I can remember. The ass.
What? That's all I can remember? You were in a store, you had an ass. That's pretty much every girl ever.
Number one. Pretty good.
I'm blown away that he doesn't know it's a Lowe's or a Target. They're blue and red. They're clearly not the same fucking store.
Totally different.
They're totally different.
It's like you were either in a grocery store or a car dealer.
Like, don't get me wrong. I've been in those stores and I've seen some girls with pretty nice asses, but like I've never been like, oh my God, that ass is great. Wait a second, where am I?
Yeah.
Alright, next one is Sioux City. Quote, hey, girl, you were peeing in the woods by the West Side Goodwill last night. Look, I really want to ask for your number. Would you like to go bowling sometime?
Oh my god. What were you?
Boy, romantic.
You wanted to ask for her number. You were just going to walk up while she was paying. Hey, I know you're a little busy right now, but.
While you have your badge out, how about.
Yeah, you know, you got it open.
I just wanted you to know.
Oh,
wow.
Too far. Why
too far,
you got it
too
open?
Far.
What have I.
Step too far, Rich.
That was a Chris. That was a Chris line.
That was a Chris line. That's it. You're cut
that
off.
Was Chris.
God damn it, Chris.
I feel like Rich's alternate Chris would be like Soul Patch. What the fuck is this music? Soul Patch with a backwards hat, like, and yeah. Cut off sleeve shirt.
Next one is Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
We didn't
Brooklyn.
Even touch on that. Like, okay, Brooklyn.
Quote. This one's a woman for a guy, which is weird.
Oh, okay.
We don't get
oh,
that.
Yeah, usually guys are the creepers,
right.
Not the other way around.
Yeah.
Quote.
Yeah, we're all like, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a guy with a giant fork on the subway. He started to give me his name, but my train came. It was so dramatic. However, he yelled, I have a matching spoon, too. Please.
That goes so well with this music.
Please.
It's so sad.
Please, if you see this, we should be friends.
Just friends?
Yeah, that's it.
Mike, I have a matching spoon. Do you have the matching fork?
I have the fork.
I have the spoon.
Oh, my God.
We should be friends.
We're meant to be friends.
We were meant to be friends.
Oh, my God.
For every my fork. My whole career, I've always done better than anybody else. Only because of one reason. I was born with a golden spoon.
Yes. That is. There was a tiny bit of payoff there.
Okay, you were born with a golden spoon?
Yeah. I think every fork should have a spoon.
Yeah.
I can't even handle these fucking people right now. They're so dumb.
You know what's wrong
with society? Dumb people have access to so much internet. It's
they
terrible.
They do. And also, can we just back up and think, like, why in the fuck does this girl be like, oh, that guy has a fork. He's the one for me. Has she never had a fork before?
A giant fork.
Oh, it was a giant fork.
Yeah.
What classifies as a giant fork?
Also.
One that's longer than 7 inches.
Oh, damn.
Wait, are we talking about...
Then I'm out of the equation.
Are we talking about... are we talking about forks or something else?
I don't know.
What if that is just a euphemism? Maybe this guy just did have his junk hanging out.
Maybe.
I think we took that one a little too literally,
I'm just reading the misconnections.
Maybe.
But wait, she has a magic fork?
No, spoon.
He has a magic spoon.
Wait.
But what could that have been?
His balls? I have no idea.
I just love the juxtaposition between the music and our conversation.
Yeah. I
and
have
by
no
the
I-
way,
I have no idea. What
nine shots hit and you said the word juxtaposition correctly,
nice.
You motherfuckers.
Yes, you did. That was good. That was a good vocab lesson. But yeah, what would the spoon be?
Okay, so if the fork...
Look, it's either a euphemism or he literally is just carrying around, like, silverware that's like a foot long.
Yeah.
What's more likely on the Brooklyn subway? Some dude holding his junk or some dude holding a foot long fork?
Maybe the fork was a literal fork and the spoon was his junk.
Mm, maybe.
Are you ready to move
my
on to
God.
The next one here?
Yes.
Denver.
Jamie's like, there's way too much philosophy going on for me here.
Denver is the next one. Quote, I was walking down the sidewalk, and you, a very good-looking woman from the backside, dropped your holy Bible. I saw your thong, and I went, wow. Look, Jesus spent time with Mary Magdalene, and I want to get to know you.
So
in the biblical,
so he just called this girl a whore.
Jesus.
Well, in the biblical sense, of course. Look, let's leave the Pope out of this. I like the Ten Commandments. Let's meet up.
What? Hey, baby. I got me some Ten Commandments. What?
I just want to say how nice Rich is reading these, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
it's like
yeah.
It's very well done. It is.
It's really selling the whole mood and atmosphere.
I'm a romantic at heart.
You're a lover, not a fighter.
Especially reading about people's thongs popping out. I mean, it is attractive when you do see that, but like...
Don't bring up the commandments. What the fuck are you thinking?
And her Bible drop. But what kind of girl... I don't know. Nope.
Wait, you're saying girls with thongs can't have a Bible?
Girls with Bibles shouldn't be wearing thongs. If
Why
you're
not?
Carrying a Bible, you should be wearing... Because it is not Christian wear.
I don't remember that part of the Bible.
I don't
Thou
remember.
Thou shalt not wear thongs.
Right. I don't remember that
being
a commandment.
Remember, Jesus was hanging out with a prostitute. I think he'd approve.
So you're saying Mary Magdalene had a thong on
Jesus
the entire time?
She had the Mary Magdalene
Arabian version of a thong. Yeah.
But wait, okay, so
it's like a
disregard my ill argument there. He just called her a whore, though. He's like,
yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah, it is messed
up. Let's not gloss over that he also called himself Jesus.
Yeah.
That's like Chris-level narcissism right
there.
Yeah,
just a smidge. That is nuts.
God damn it, Chris.
Yeah.
Did you take a trip to Denver?
Apparently I did.
Have you seen some thongs?
I have.
Oh my god, it's Cisco.
Cisco!
Thong to thong, thong, thong. Let me see that thong.
And he likes the Ten Commandments.
I could see Chris Cisco like in the Ten
That's
Commandments.
A terrible pickup line. I like the Ten Commandments.
I like the Ten Commandments.
You want to fuck?
You want to fuck?
You want to break the sixth one? Actually, I take that back. I like the Ten Commandments. You want to break the sixth one? They'll be like, what's the sixth one? Come back to my place and find out.
Mike just went there. Bam.
What?
What a pickup line.
Is it the sixth or the seventh?
I'm a terrible Christian.
I think the six is shall not murder.
And that
no,
makes that
is,
all
is
the better.
Kill. I think it's six. No, I think you're right. I think
is
it's
it six?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't be a dick. That should just be the commandments.
Don't be a dick. Moses is like, well, he really only said don't be a dick, but it's
I'm
gotta
gonna
add
all this stuff.
Yeah. There's gotta be more to it than that.
The next one here I have for you is from Columbia Basin College.
Where's that?
I don't know. Specifically, Columbia Basin College.
Hold on. Let me.
So, yeah, you might have to do a Google search on that one.
Probably in Columbia.
While you do the Google search, here is...
Let me see here. I actually found it. Columbia Basin. It's in Washington.
There you go, Washington.
Pasco, Washington.
Here's the misconnection. Quote, I was sitting in my car with the window rolled down, parked, and people watching, like I do every Wednesday morning.
Creep.
That is creepy.
You were walking with a friend. I believe she called you Megan or some other M name. I don't know. You had a glorious ass, large breasts, and a white smile. I was the old guy in the very expensive car. You laughed walking by me. I can tell you think us old people are cute. If you see this and want to see what a 1950s motherfucker like me feels like, email me the color of the car I was in. Let's get it on.
Hold on. He admitted that he was an old guy sitting in a college parking lot watching girls.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Yes.
That's creepy.
This is a creepy guy. Yep.
Yeah.
Most of these are just downright disgusting. Like, these people...
They're disgusting and sad.
They
and,
are
like, really
sad.
Perverted. Like, someone's like, oh, she dropped the Bible. I want to fuck her. Like, oh, I'm a 50-year-old hiding in a car in a college parking lot. I'm
you
definitely
great
not...
great ass and tits. I want to fuck you. Like,
yeah.
Jesus. Like, calm down.
It's like, whoa, buddy.
Like, you wouldn't approach a girl at a club.
Jimmy's going, well... Yeah, but you're also not 60 and sitting in a college parking lot.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do this
watching
anyway.
People every Wednesday.
Well, it was very erotic.
JP's eyes are
yes, indeed.
Shot.
It was erotic.
I'm so tired.
JP's checked out like half an hour ago.
He's like, I'm done with this shit.
All right, let's wrap it up. Here, there's two more left.
Okay.
Minneapolis.
Okay.
Quote, we exchanged stares for 2 hours and ended up in the bar's bathroom. We had awkward, sloppy sex for 10 minutes. Then you took me from behind when I suddenly farted. You went
Wait.
Limp instantly. I'm sorry, but you still have my panties. Please tell me what color they were, and I'll send you my address so we can finish the job.
Oh, is this
so a girl going to a guy?
This is a woman.
Oh, yeah,
sorry, okay,
this is
yeah.
a girl going to a guy, sorry.
That was like, whoa, major plot twist there. I was like... Wait a second.
Sorry. That was a girl.
Now there's anything wrong with it, but I was like,
what kind of guy
guard?
Goes limp when a girl farts and she's just laughing, you keep fucking going. Like, come on. We're all adults here. It happens.
People fart.
People fart. It's cute.
It's nature.
I'll let you
well,
know.
It was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
These are just
it probably smelled. That's why it went limp.
Like, if she farted and, like, a little bit came out on me, yeah, I'd probably go limp. But these are just, like, sad. They're not fun. It's a shameful day.
It's a shameful, shameful day.
This cannot be made good. It's shameful. It's a shameful, shameful day!
one more for you, and this one goes to Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, that's rare.
We have listeners in Canada.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you? Yeah, my cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way you said yeah. Just
I know. I don't
like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So here you go, Canada.
Coming
someone,
to you, Canadian.
Someone's Canada. Looking out for you.
Canadian.
From the crispy noodle to Canada.
Oh,
this
going
connection.
Out.
Crispy noodle after dark.
Quote.
Missed connections.
Quote.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah. I want to see
Get
how annoyed
rich,
I can
finish.
Make rich.
You mad?
You may not
hey,
remember,
Chris.
You may not remember me, but 7 years ago, you were in a blue Toyota pickup wearing skinny jeans. We only locked eyes for a second. I noticed you had a Tim Horton bagel. You split it open like an Oreo. Then you pushed that bagel butter side down, down inside your panties. And rubbed it against you. I
what?
Was so turned on. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
What is happening in this story?
What? But then you picked the bagel up and you ate it like nothing ever happened. For 7 years, 7 long years, I've been going bananas thinking about it. Why did you rub the bagel on your hoo-ah?
Hoo-ah!
And why did you eat it? Why? Please let me know.
Yo, so... I changed my entire opinion of all these people, okay?
That was a crazy...
They need to write novels. I need to listen to every one of these people write a romantic novel.
Just run out and buy the first one.
I would.
I need to find
everyone.
Out what happens to this fucking bagel.
The bagel.
Like,
hoo-ah!
It's too late.
7 years, this guy's been thinking about this girl.
With her bagel. In the hoo-ah.
With the
hoo-ah.
Bagel in the hoo-ah.
Right.
Hoo-ah!
I mean, don't get me wrong. That definitely be something, like, if I saw that, I'd be like, I would text myself, like, yo, I just saw the weirdest fucking thing.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely something you're going to remember.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be something, like, I'm jerking off to later that night.
Hoo-ah!
Yeah, I don't know. Food, I don't know. Like, a bagel? Bagels aren't sexy.
So, wait. Like, are you saying if it was, like, a sexy fruit? Like, if she was eating Sanders! Strawberries?
Yeah, she was eating strawberries.
I think Mike knows what he wants.
Sanders!
She's just eating that sausage.
And it slides Sanders! Down. And it slides down to her hoo-ha. There we go. We know Mike's thing.
Sanders!
Oh my
and there
God.
You go, folks. That's what I have for you in the strangest misconnections.
I apologize.
The non-fortune cookie odd news for this week.
I think you owe your listeners an apology if they have made it this far. We're sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, I officially apologize on behalf of everyone at this table.
You guys are troopers.
God bless you. Every one of you.
Yes. I think there's only one way to celebrate after all that.
You okay over there?
Yeah.
Seriously feel stupider.
I think that's what it is. I think I lose brain cells every single time we do the odd news.
I legitimately want to drive my head through a spike after hearing those stories.
We drank all the drinks.
I'm so tired.
All the words have been said. I think it's time to officially wrap this one up.
Twaddle's just like, I've never seen somebody more tired than Twaddle Chomperdo.
Yeah.
Chomperdo's eyes are bloodshot.
We have been drinking for
quite
your
heavily.
Amusement.
We're actually halfway done this
well,
Southern Comfort.
We finished a full bottle of Rock and Rye.
Yeah, we did our damage.
About half a bottle of Jim Beam maple syrup, quarter of a bottle of regular Jim Beam, and half a bottle of Southern Comfort.
Yeah, I think we did some damage.
And I'm so fucking tired.
All right, on that note, I think we're going to wrap this one up. Thank you guys for tuning in to this special drunk episode.
I had a lot of fun. This should definitely be an annual thing.
I had fun too.
Except every year it's going to get worse.
As we get older.
We're getting older.
We're going to be like, oh my God, why?
Why are we doing this?
That we just had to start doing cocaine. It's fine.
Excellent.
Wow.
Well, you
went
in Florida. So why not us?
Should we do a final breathalyzer?
Hurry up.
Well, go ahead. We can ramble on doing the closing while they do.
Yes. Thank you guys for joining us. Make sure to check us out on the website, thecrispynoodle.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook, Crispy Noodle. Follow us on Twitter, @thecrispynoodle. and all that jazz.
That's right. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube. You get lots of interviews, best bits, and a whole lot more. And most importantly, remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. We get the latest episodes downloaded for free every Thursday. Just do us at home, at work, out on the go. That's pretty good.
Wow. Bruno just blew a .10.
Over the legal limit.
Wow.
No driving for you.
No driving for you.
Yeah. iTunes, Stitcher.
Yes.
Download and subscribe.
Make sure to check us out on SoundCloud. We got the Mini Noodles on there. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. We have at the Chris Noodle, at Rich Liebig, at Mikey Costanzo. Bruno, pay attention. Bruno, do you have a Twitter? You have a Twitter?
No,
you don't. Oh, you got rid of Twitter. All right, so just...
I'm below the legal limit. I'm okay to drive home.
Yay!
Yay!
So, there you go. Find us on Twitter.
Is that everything?
Well, I think so. You guys want to say anything else before we close out?
Guys, I always have fun being on this podcast. I would like to do it more frequently if you ever have me.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah.
Twaddle, thank you for stopping by. Bruno, always good to see you. And
likewise.
Yeah, we'll see you.
I see you all the time.
Yeah, I'll see you next time we record. But for everybody at home, thank you guys for tuning in. This has been the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the Crispy Noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. This has been the Drunk Episode.
Woo!
We'll see you guys later. Bye bye.
Tiny hands.
'Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. A lot of people, that's their story. Good times, noodle salad.
Okay, listen up, everybody. I'm Donald Trump. You might remember me from such elections as the 2016 election. It was the biggest election, the best election, mostly because I won. Now, if you like podcasts, and I like podcasts, let me tell you about podcasts. I've listened to some podcasts in my time because I'm Donald Trump, and I listen to the best podcasts. And the best podcast I listen to is my own podcast. We're the best at the podcasting. But if I had to pick a second podcast, it would be the Crispy Noodle Podcast. It's the best podcast for 2017. Crispy Noodle Podcast, 2017.